Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, game. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, game.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Well, the parents I know keep saying, oh, you got two dogs. You're just practicing for kids. To them, I say, you're probably a bad parent. You should know the difference between dogs and kids. Like, that's like day one stuff, right? Like, that's... like, dogs are way smarter than kids. That's the... it's pretty obvious. I mean, here's my proof. I own a home. I don't own any outlet covers. Right? They're just open to the public. Because my dog's never been like, duh! Like, that's never happened. I could paint my outlet in peanut butter, and my dog would be like, you gotta stop this, all right? You gotta stop. Meanwhile, a child will stick his finger in an outlet, get shocked, and be like, let me go find a fork. Like, it's insane how much children love fatal activities. Like, anything that, if you're a parent, you know this to be true. Your whole life, you just follow your child around, just going, don't die, don't die, don't die, don't die, don't die, don't die. You could mess him up emotionally, but you're not allowed to let him die. Like, that's the main rule. If there were an after-school program where kids could sign up for fatal activities, it would be full immediately. And then empty, like a week later, because they're good at what they do. Dogs are much smarter than kids. Here's the ultimate proof. There's never been a seeing eye kid. Right? A lot of blind people. A lot of children. No one's ever been like, these two should hang out. Like, that's never happened. If you had a seeing eye kid, do you know what else you'd have? Dead blind man. That's what else you'd have. I don't know what age a child finally becomes smarter than a dog. I think it's like 27, 28. I'm not sure when it is. But, like, even for the parents in the room, like, you had to get a babysitter to come out tonight. You had to hire another child to watch your child. Why would you trust a child with your child? Why is 15 the age that suddenly people are like, yeah, take this kid? Like, why? I wouldn't trust a 15-year-old with a shared cell phone plan. Like, why would you trust them with a child? You had to hire a babysitter to come here tonight. You had to make your night about making sure your kids are cared for. My dogs are home alone right now. I don't care. My wife's here with me. My dogs are like, I'm four. I got this. Don't sweat it.
Listen, I don't know if you guys are raising your kids. I got a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old daughter. Parenting nowadays, modern parenting, means that you actually spend time with them. No, because I'm in my 40s. Like, our parents did not spend time with us. When we were kids, our parents did not. First of all, I was born in Iran, so I have immigrant parents. Immigrant parents don't spend time with anybody. Immigrant parents, once they get you to America, they feel their job is done. As soon as we landed, my parents, ready, go! Land of opportunity, you're on your own. We'll see you at graduation. You better be a doctor. Now we spend so much time with our kids. Schools have now found ways to trick parents to come to school with different themes every day. First of all, I put my kids in private school because I thought that meant that I would pay and the school would just take them. But that's not how it works, because you go to the interview, they go, are you willing to be involved in your child's education? I go, of course I'm willing to be involved. They go, how? I go, well, you know, I'll drop them off and then you'll be involved and then I'll pick them up.
Daddy's enjoying this.
What the hell channel is this?
What a slut.
The Angry Dragons.
I like the Alaskan Pipeline, but... I like the Alaskan Pipeline, but...
Whoops! Oh! I dropped
my monster condom that I use for my Magnum Dom.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's Friday, January 11th, the first day without Mark Rosen on TV in the Twin Cities. Well done, Channel 4, last night.
Oh, super well done. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Hockey, that moment when they came back, it was probably halfway through, and Amelia was holding Rosie's hand.
I know.
Oh.
I know. I stole Ryan Donaldson's picture because he caught it at the perfect time.
Yeah. He was erect.
Who, Ryan Donaldson or Rosie?
Both.
Oh, both.
Yeah.
Ryan's always erect.
Yep.
Takes blue chew chewables.
Blue chewables, yeah. Congratulations.
First man. Chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis.
Let's talk about that in just a bit.
In about 10 minutes,
shall we?
When he looked at the camera and said, I need to be at home.
Is that available online?
Yep, I'm putting it up on the PowerTrip page right now, actually.
Yeah. Perfect.
I DVR'd it.
I was asleep.
Man.
I haven't cried like that in so long. I was ugly crying.
Yeah. It was I thought it was really cool, man. I thought it was well done.
Very, very well done. Yeah.
You know, and
50 years.
He did a great job, man. I said it yesterday off the air, I think, but if there's a bunch of things I wish I was better at. But one of the things is speaking through emotion, like being able to hold your crap together and get through something. He was awesome, man. Like yesterday on the show, he said some stuff that was hard for him to say. He didn't hardly break down at all. Last night, I would have been laying in the corner of the studio crying. There's no way I would have gotten through that. But he did. He's the man. So that's over.
That's it.
The era of Dave Schwartz has begun.
It has. The Schwartz is with us. And I love Amelia. I love Amelia.
Yeah, you mentioned that via text last night.
And really I love Chris Schaefer as well. I love
everybody but Frank.
I love Frank as well. I love them all. But my allegiance is up for grabs now. Mm. There's one station in town I know I won't ever watch again.
Which is why. Man, we should have a celebration tonight.
About?
Just have a celebration. You know what bar we should go to?
Okay. So many inside jokes.
Oh, my gosh. No, it doesn't have to be an inside joke. No, which bar are we going to?
I'm not seeing.
What's the name of the bar?
Well, I mean, I remember, but let's just
I can't remember. I really can't remember the name of the bar. I can't, honestly. Please help me out.
It's the Buckhorn
Bar. The Buckhorn. I wonder if anybody knows where that's at.
Anyone.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
How about that story, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, honestly. Who would have, if there's no odds that she was going to be found alive.
Talking about the Jamie Kloss.
Jamie Kloss, man. 13-year-old girl missing since her parents were shot to death in the Barron, Wisconsin home 3 months ago, found bedraggled and malnourished. This is from the Star Tribune. But alive Thursday after fleeing her captor and seeking help from neighbors in a remote rural area in northern Wisconsin.
Dude was 21, right?
Yeah.
And as of last night, at least, they were very confident that there were others involved. Not just the 21-year-old guy. So, who else? We don't know yet. No. What, press conference this morning?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Yeah, that's right. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald announced late Thursday afternoon that his agency had been notified by the sheriff in Douglas County. Two counties to the north of Jamie had been found there. According to the Douglas County Sheriff, Jamie was found east of the town of Gordon at 4:43
a lot of cabins
PM
up there
Thursday.
That's not that far from our cabin, yeah.
And a suspect was arrested minutes later. She was being examined at a hospital late Thursday night and was to be reunited with her family members, residents of an area of woods and cabins about 9 miles east of Gordon, which has few year-round residents, described the dramatic moment when Jamie was found.
How long has it been?
Three months.
Yeah, was it October 15th?
Kristen Kasinskas, I guess, a teacher at the nearby Northwood School who lives in Eau Claire Acres Circle with her husband Peter and children, said at around 4 p.m., a neighbor walking a dog frantically knocked on their door. Standing with her was a skinny, dirty girl with matted hair wearing shoes too big for her. This is Jamie Kloss. Call 911. Jamie was quiet. Her emotions pretty flat, said Peter Kasinskas. Holy moly.
Imagine the stuff she's seen. I mean, she was obviously there when her parents were killed. Imagine what she's gone through in the past 3 months.
I can't even imagine, man.
This is where, obviously, our country has to be better than other savage countries and stuff, but this is where you want there to be some cruel and unusual punishment to get even. Oh. I mean, they should at least give 5 minutes alone in a room with someone from that family to whoever did this.
With a Walking Dead Lucille-esque bat.
Correct.
And just let him swing away.
I would, no, I would just want to use hands. That would feel better.
I would much rather hit him with a barbed wire bat right in the face.
Hmm. So more to come on that this morning. Again,
unbelievable.
This morning.
Not only, of course, can she talk about the last 3 months, but hopefully she has a lot of answers, which are clearly are going to be directly related to the actual night of the two murders.
Yeah.
Because the kidnapping, awful. Whatever she just went through, and let's not even guess, but it's probably hell.
Just awful. Yeah.
She'll be able to describe that in detail at some point. And all of that is awful. But the beginning of this, double murder. Cold blood murder, something like 1 a.m, right?
Right.
Nightmare. Right. So we have murderers to catch, potentially kidnappers to catch. Again, if it's not just this 21-year-old, what a nightmare.
Right, well, and that's the thing. We have read multiple times, and they reported last night multiple times, that the 21-year-old was arrested and in custody, but they don't think he acted alone. Nothing is mentioned about the other people who they believe acted with him.
Well,
I wonder if people are on still the run on the loose, this morning. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
That's right. One of those probably where we all want answers. We want it because it's super crazy, the story. It's intriguing.
Right. Of course.
But there's things I'm sure they can't say because they're still trying to track these people down. So it's one of those like, relax, we will let you know what we know.
Well, even the timing of everything yesterday was a little weird because around, you know, early dinner time, like 5 p.m., there started to be a swell of rumors on Facebook that were getting passed around, and the Barron County Sheriff's Office put out a statement that said it's a false report. They at that point they knew that it was accurate, but they probably were in an attempt to catch whoever was still out there. I mean, 10 minutes after the police got to her, they got the one guy that they have in custody. Very quickly then they knew that there was something else to fish after, because they were trying to quiet the fact that they had found her that quickly. So they're looking, and I don't know what they're looking for, how many, but
can you imagine, by the way, Jamie told the Kaczynski, I can't say it, the family at the house, that she didn't know where she was or anything about the town of Gordon, and from what she told them, they believe she was there for most of her disappearance. So she'd been in that little place the entire time.
Well, I suppose that was a huge manhunt. Everybody was there. Her picture was everywhere. Everybody was looking. So you can't, if you're the people who captured her, you can't move anywhere. I mean, the fact that they got that far,
have a rumor that they were in Miami? Get a report that she'd been seen in Miami?
Someone saw, think, a vehicle with Wisconsin plates, and it was suspicious. There was a gal in the vehicle. It ended up being nothing, but.
So we'll find out more today. Again, it's 10 a.m. press conference, and we're all looking for news. But, man, to your point, Corey, I can't even imagine what that little girl's been through. But I'm just unbelievable and grateful that she was found alive, and that she got away.
Rarely do these end well.
Oh, come on.
Correct.
When they brought on
Patty
last night, on the news, she was celebrating, obviously, like we all were, but yeah, it's far more likely that they're going to be found or never found, not found breathing, that's for sure. So,
for sure.
Right, because if this person or people are willing to kill two people to get to her,
exactly,
then what's the end game with her? Because clearly they had no intentions of giving her up yet, and it's been 3 months in. So they either have a long-term horrific plan or at some point just end it and move on.
But she was the prize, though.
It looks like it, right?
They didn't steal anything from the house. Was what they were after.
Right.
What the hell happened? Was there online? It's terrifying.
Who knows? Yeah. And the aunt, I think it was, somebody said that they ran the name of the 21-year-old, who the name hadn't been released yet, obviously, by everybody they knew in the family, and nobody had ever heard the name before. So who knows? But I guess we'll have more info today, go get the rest of them too, and put them all away and throw away the key.
Sick world.
Yeah.
Teach your kids.
That's for
sure. Make sure to look out for people like this.
And truly trust another human being.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying. Why doesn't anybody ever listen to me? Never truly trust another human being.
Most of the time you're mean.
I trust you guys.
True.
That's probably true.
How about yesterday, by the way? Was it you, Sauce, that said, what if something big happens? Or was it you, Corey?
It was me.
Yeah. What if something huge happens and they have to...
I asked Rosie that. I'm like, what if a national tragedy strikes? What do they do on Channel 4? And he's like, well, I don't know. Because I'm like, you got to come back next week. You got to postpone the send-off. But I thought Channel 4 handled it perfectly, right? They were going to do that first block of news anyway. And as we learned last night, there's only so much information on this.
Right.
All you can do is, here's what we know. We're going to learn more tomorrow at 10 a.m. Let's move on. I mean, if you dwell on it too long, right? Like, for example, our show is a good example.
Yeah.
We've basically spilled everything in this first segment that we know, mm-hmm. right? We're not going to do 3 hours on it. That's all we can do, right? We don't have more information. So I thought they handled it perfectly on Channel 4. You did about 4 or 5 minutes of Jamie Kloss. You did a couple of minutes of the government shutdown. On to Mark Rosen.
I think it was 8 minutes when they got to Rosie.
And I think that was the plan regardless if it was national news, right? I think if Jamie Kloss had not been found, I believe they were still going to go to 10:08 and do the rest of its commercial-free All Rosie All the Time. So I thought Channel 4 nailed it.
Yeah.
It's hard to transition out of that, but that's why I like that they buffered it with the government shutdown.
Yeah, for sure.
And weather. They did the weather, too.
Yeah.
That was unnecessary.
Yeah.
But people love the weather.
Yeah. Oh, Minnesota more than anything. Yeah,
man. I love it.
It changes constant.
Which, so far this year, is kicking ass.
Right? And today's going to be above freezing, right?
Yeah, we're at January 11th, and so far, we've dealt with nothing. This is terrific.
Yeah.
There will be a tornado this weekend.
Well, and they're getting hammered with snow below us.
Yeah.
Right? St. Louis, Kansas City, all
that
stuff.
Is that supposed to affect the Kansas City game? Is that still going to be going on?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't think about that.
Because that's tomorrow at noon.
Right.
Or not noon. It's the early game, though, right? Like 3?
Something like that,
that's the first game.
Yeah.
So 3:35.
That'll make things interesting.
Go! Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, Matt, with you. Let's go Colts.
Tomorrow's weather.
Tomorrow is 3:30. You're right. That's tomorrow's game.
10-day for.
Tomorrow we got 3:30 and 7:15.
35 degrees and snow showers tomorrow in Kansas City.
I like watching football games that are in snow.
And Corey does not.
I do not.
Why?
I don't like that skill that has been laid out all year to get to this point now basically is like an obstacle course.
I can understand that.
I like
indoor stadium.
I don't like it. I don't like that. It's the same reason I don't like. Baseball's played outdoors all year, and it's nice, and it's warm, and it's the summer, and then all of a sudden we get to the World Series, and it's 15 degrees, and it's sleet, and it's like, now try pitching.
That'd only be here. What? We won't have to worry about that ever happening.
I want to see the best outplay the best in fair conditions. I know aesthetically, like, snow games look super cool on TV.
That's what I mean.
100%. It looks super cool. I just hate that all of a sudden the greatest wide receivers in the world now have to hold on to icicles and catch, ice balls, which we've all loved to try to catch.
Yeah. You speak for yourself. Think if tomorrow's Chiefs-Colts game, which the over-under, I think, is 59.
Hammer the under.
Is 9-6.
Well,
that's boring.
In that
what
game,
about
it'll,
6-9?
It'll probably impact both teams, but it very well could. I mean, if this was, Baltimore, or, a team that ran the ball and played defense, that would have a much more negative impact on Kansas City.
Well, yeah, the Colts can run the ball well. I mean, Marlon Mack has been spectacular, especially...
That offensive line has been the talk of the league for the last month.
Must be nice to have an offensive line.
Not only was the Jamie Kloss story, of course, gigantic last night here in the Upper Midwest, but how about our guy Jason Zucker trying to steal the spotlight from Mark Rosen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He tried to score 37 goals last night. He got two.
He's trying to steal Carly's love back.
I can't blame him.
Yeah.
Right. Says, last night, Carly was all like, Rosie, Rosie, Rosie. And Jason's like, hello?
Hold my beer.
Yeah, hold my beer.
Yeah, right.
Oh. Front Page Sports is next. Jason Zucker, speaking of Jason Zucker, he's on the show today.
Yay!
And Carly is as well because they're coming in to film some bit for the NHL, which is kind of cool. And Jason's going to play initials. And Carly might if Parrish doesn't show. We'll see. John Kreisel is here. The Power Trip Morning Show rolls on right after this on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. It is 6 a.m. on the nut. It's your Power Trip Morning Show. It's Friday, January 11th. The Crease is here. Hi, John.
Hello.
You got any book signings or anything coming up anytime soon?
Yes. Monday at Junction 70 in Cottage Grove from 5 to 9 p.m. Going to sign books and have some beverages. There's going to be some merchandise giveaways and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. So even if you have the book, show up and drink with me.
You know what? I would like to do that.
Do it.
What time will that be?
5 to 9 p.m. Junction 70 in Cottage Grove. See you there. Get naked.
Yeah.
And get naked.
Yeah.
Right. Sweet. Illegally. Why don't you take a picture like Jeff Bezos? It'll last longer.
Am I missing something? Did he send a crank shot to someone?
Yeah.
Who did?
The word on the street is Jeff Bezos is that there may have been some junk texts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's going to be an expensive split.
She's going to be the richest woman in the world. Yeah, I was explaining to my 13-year-old yesterday. I'm like, look, Beaster, just find some dude that's got a half of, you know, $1 gazillion and then say no thank you after a couple of years. Then you can be the richest woman in the world.
Yeah. There's no prenup.
Feel sorry for myself anymore. That's for sure, my God.
And it's a 50-50 split regardless in Washington.
Yeah.
It's a no-fault state.
Basically.
$137
billion. But if I'm Bezos, as soon as that divorce is final, I cancel the hell out of her Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You got $70 billion. You're paying for shipping.
Put on all the parental controls.
Every time she gets a package delivered, steal it off of her steps.
Yeah. Yeah. What are they called now? Porch pirates?
Yeah. Darg.
Okay.
So the NFL games this weekend. Saturday, Kansas City hosts the Colts. That's the early game at 3:30. The late game, 7:15. The Rams host the Cowboys. Then Sunday, nooner, the Patriots host the Chargers. And at 3:30, the Saints host the Eagles. I'm sure we'll break that down at length throughout the show today. Did Brian Dozier sign with the Nationals?
1 year, something like $9 million.
So the love we lost? He's going to have the year of his career, you know that, right?
He had a rough go last
he
year.
He sucked with the Dodgers.
Yeah, he had an awesome first week or whatever. Yeah.
They benched him in L.A.
Yeah.
He was a utility guy at one point.
This is the year, though, he's David Ortiz is it.
He's a great dude.
Yeah, I like that guy a lot.
Yeah, he seemed nice.
I like him.
Remember, he wanted to come back in and play initials again, and then they traded his ass.
And then when we asked Mitch say, he might not be here.
Right. He's like, hey, when are we going to get Dozier back in? Dozier said he wanted to play initials again. Let's wait on that.
Yeah, might want to wait.
Too bad Mitch died.
Oh, he did?
That's not true. I saw Mitch at the 21 Pilot show.
Yeah, but that was like a month ago. He's been dead for like 29 days.
He was six rows behind me because get back there with the peasants.
Yeah, S-girl.
Don't sit by me, Mitch.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's girl. Hey, Front Page Sports is brought to you by Early Bird Electric. Thanks, Early Bird Electric.
Yeah, thanks for being early.
The bird.
Jason Zucker plays for the Wild. He'll be here in, I don't know, an hour and a half or so. He scored twice last night. Goals 11 and 12 on the year. The Wild hold on and beat the Jets 3-2. The other goal last night scored by Jordan Greenway. What Jordan do you like, or what Greenway do you like better, Chad or Jordan?
Chad.
Chad, okay.
Yeah.
I like Jordan.
Not even close?
Chad supplies me with vodka.
Well,
have
you met Jordan Greenway?
What's with all these gift baskets you guys are getting? That's lit.
Did Chris not have one back on the desk back there?
Somebody did. Carly and Rosie. Right.
Chad hates Chris.
He hates me.
Doesn't like people with
no legs. Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, and what has Chris ever done for the Vikings or Chad Greenway?
True.
It's not like he helped get the stadium built.
He's been a true fan.
So soon they forget.
He's got a Vikings tattoo. I know that.
On my rim.
You got a Target tramp stamp.
Oh, my gosh.
I do on my arm, though, too. Yeah.
And you're on both?
No, the one on my rim just says that their record in the playoffs.
Is that right?
0-0?
Yeah.
The Wild are 22-18-3. Dubnyk had 26 saves. Up next, tomorrow, they host Detroit with Mark Rosen doing Let's Play Hockey.
And they are currently now in the 8th seed.
Is Rosie doing something for Wolves
I believe
tonight?
The Wolves are honoring him tonight. I don't know what that means or what that entails, but maybe Ryan Saunders will let him call a play or something.
Is he saying, let's play basketball?
I think so.
Yeah.
Chris, you mentioned the NFL playoffs, which,
I did, didn't
despite the Vikings being out, they are still going on.
Yep. I like it that I don't have a team to root for, kind of.
Because then you don't have to...
I'm just going to enjoy the games.
Right, cater your weekend around working. Right.
The games will be
absolutely
great. I'm excited.
Tomorrow at 3:35, the Kansas City Chiefs host the Indianapolis Colts, which you already mentioned, but you didn't mention the thing that matters the most. The line.
Oh, sorry.
Because gambling is the most important part.
I understand,
part.
But I am.
The Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites. They're -240 on the money line. Over-under 57. Let's say we were in Vegas, since we're a little over 2 months away from being in Vegas. Which way do you go and why? -5.5 for the Chiefs, over under 57.
Hmm.
I go the Chiefs and I take the over.
Well, it depends on if it's snowing.
Even with the snow, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the snow won't affect it that much if it's not windy.
Plus, they Andy's Reed's horrible in the playoffs.
My good friend Andy Reid.
So, and... they've had 2 weeks off. They're going to come out firing. I would take them in the 5.5.
I think that's fair.
And the over.
Go! Indianapolis Colts.
Man, go
you
Colts.
You want to bet?
That's my team.
Well, no, I have them in that pool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm for the Colts as
he
well.
He already did.
Yeah, in a way, I already did bet on the Colts. The second game tomorrow night, 7:15, the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Dallas Cowboys. The Rams are 7-point favorites, -330 on the money line. Over under 49.5.
Do we know about Gurley?
I know about him. He's running back.
He's off the injury.
I read that he should be 100%.
Hawk, what do you know about him?
He's a running back, lives out in L.A. Pretty good. He runs fast.
What's his first name?
He's such a Todd.
Todd. Todd Gurley.
He plays video games.
I don't think he knew.
I would have known that.
Gurley likes video games.
Yeah, I've heard.
Mm-hmm. That offense has cooled. It's going to be a home game for Dallas.
Here's my thing, and this is why I
kind of
am
right.
Weird.
Well, it turns into one.
Yeah,
if
for sure.
If they don't win tonight, I think the Sean McVay talk slows down a ton.
It should.
He doesn't want a playoff game yet. If they don't win tomorrow and they lose to a Dallas team, Sean McVay's gotten a lot of people jobs, a lot of attractive young men jobs, which is weird. Like, most of these coaches are being hired because they're attractive. Have you noticed that?
Like who?
Like Cliff Kingsbury. He's the new Arizona head coach. He posted on his Instagram a bunch of topless beach photos.
B-E-A-C-H or B-I-I-I?
Yeah, a lot of vacation photos.
X-I-I-I-I.
Yeah.
So it's just Cliff Kingsbury, though?
Yeah, go to, like, the fourth picture. It's him in a banana hammock.
Who are these other hot coaches you're talking about?
Sean McVay.
Who else?
It's Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, do you have him on?
Adam Gase.
Who's the guy for the Packers?
Oh, Matt LaFleur. Oh, the computer's smoky.
So you're against young, hot coaches. You would like older, ugly ones, or what are you looking for?
No, I just...
You're a big Vic Fangio guy.
Yeah, I like Vic.
Oh, great. Fangio's... family lives in Owatonna. They're listening.
I'm sorry. Did you say you like
Fangio's?
What?
Vic.
Oh.
Not Michael Vic.
Oh.
Oh, we just didn't hear that it was a V.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, sure. That works. Can't repeat that on me.
Every time I do that computer bit, somehow the computer like logs out because I hit too many buttons. So now I have to try to like hack back into the system and... Part of our password, I won't give out the entire password, part of our password is 1130. How old are these passwords?
Right. Well,
you know how long it's been since we were AM 1130?
If you were an attractive female, Jeff Manis would probably help you.
I still have a couple sweatshirts that are KFAN AM 1130.
Yeah, those are...
I don't think I only have one or two items that are 100.3. Hmm. Yeah, I don't get stuff anymore from you guys.
Donaldson.
Or vodka.
Ryan. Or vodka. Damn it.
The gal that works at the dentist office that I go to, I was there yesterday. She's the nicest gal ever. Every time I go there, she's like, what's the station you're on again? Oh, 100.3. I think this is about the 12th time she's asked, and she's super nice. And I believe in that moment she's sincere and she's curious, but she's never listened. She's always like, I'm going to check it out.
No, she was confused.
You're definitely not going to, and trust me, Jennifer, you're going to hate the show.
Yeah. She tuned in.
She's super nice.
She thought she was getting her opinion on the government shutdown and
the new naked.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. She was like, wait a minute. Yeah. AM 1130. That's not sports talk.
On Sunday at noon, the Los Angeles Chargers are at the New England Patriots. The Patriots are 4-point favorites, -200 on the money line, over under 48.
Money line Chargers.
Yes. Plus 170.
I would bet a ton of money on the Chargers if I was
to just straight up win.
I would, right? Yeah. Yes. I think they'll win.
They have one loss on the road this year.
And it was basically in L.A.
Yeah. It was at kind the Coliseum, yeah.
Define tons of money.
A lot.
What's that mean?
I don't know. A lot of money.
Like 100 bucks. $6?
More than $6.
3:40 on Sunday. The Philadelphia Eagles are at the New Orleans Saints of Anaheim, and the Saints are favorites, of course. They are 8-point favorites, -400 on the money line, over under 51.5.
Put it all on the Saints. They will absolutely cover. Absolutely, hope so.
That's one of those games you don't want to cheer for anybody, though. But
I'm fine with. I'm done hating the Saints for 2009. They were dirty and all of that stuff. The Eagles and their fans are the worst, and the Saints are just the Saints are a good ass team. Every time this year they had an important game, they were fantastic. I think their one crap the bed game was against Dallas. But they destroyed the Vikings. That game was a lot further out of reach for the Vikings than the score indicates. I mean, they keep responding. And I think that they're for sure going to the Super Bowl.
Paul, your hands up.
Hey, if you want to win some money, maybe to gamble if you're in the 702, text the word taxi to 200-200. That's taxi to 200-200 for a grand in your hand.
You know, I've waited years to hear somebody say that.
Means a lot.
The Dallas Mavericks are at the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at Target Center. Again, they're going to do something nice for Mark Rosen. The Wolves, 4.5-point favorites, over under 222. Chris, you will be very excited to hear that Luka Doncic is in town. And, man, is he fun to watch. You would really, really like to watch him play basketball.
You should go to
Luka
the game, huh?
Doncic.
I can't go tonight.
Why not?
I don't want to.
Rookie of the year. He's going to be rookie of the year. Not Henry Rowan Gardner, the actual rookie of the year.
Did you see, and I'm going to make these numbers up because I don't remember them exactly.
Yeah, go ahead. Sauce does it.
There's a graphic that they used on TV the other day that showed the most step-back three-pointers hit in the NBA this year. James Harden leads the league with like 235 or something, and Luka Doncic is second in the league with 85.
Jeez, Becky.
And almost every time Harden does his step back, he travels.
And every time.
And they never call it.
It looks like a quarterback taking a three-step drop.
Hockey, who does James Harden play for?
Houston.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Thank you. I'm good at stuff. Hey, Corey?
Yes.
And for, you know my memory's trash, and we all suffer from the same problems here.
Yeah, getting up at 3 in the morning.
Did we ever report on the dude in the dark room by himself?
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I just read the whole story.
Poker player.
He got out 20 days after
there
20
was a
days.
Buyout. Yep.
Yeah, for like $60,000.
Because the other guy knew he was going to make it, so they agreed to a buyout, and he got a lot of the money, but not all of it.
Yeah. He was in a bathroom. I just read this giant
pure
story on theguardian.com. Interesting to think about the idea, though, that he put some of those eclipse glasses on when he first came out because his eyes needed time to adjust.
Oh, sure. Wow.
Just interesting. You should read the story. It's on The Guardian, and it was published yesterday.
How did they negotiate a buyout if there was no technology,
he came on a
no
loudspeaker.
Contact?
No, there was contact.
There was?
He had food delivered multiple times a day, but not at the same time because
he couldn't know what time it was.
They didn't want him to know what time it was,
right?
And he had, I believe, even I think the other player, the other poker player guy, I think he even visited him a couple times to check on his status to get a sense of whether or not he was going to win or lose the bet.
Yeah.
Again, he also walked into pure darkness, but he could check on his dude. So there was human contact, but it was in the confines of. That absolutely complete pitch black bathroom for 21 days or whatever it ended up being.
If Hockey agreed to that, he would look like Randy from South Park when they finally
100%. Yeah.
Oh,
and I guess the guy had a yoga mat. He had some exercise equipment, like basic exercise equipment, so he could do some kind of activities in the dark to keep from just wasting away for 21 days.
A flashlight.
I think so, yeah.
Oh.
That kind of a workout.
Or one of those torso things.
But you can't see, though. Why would he be able to allow a flashlight?
Love it.
Hmm.
prop bets are the best. Let's make a prop bet. Let's find a prop bet like that in 2019.
Sounds good.
Not just betting on something else, but like betting on us to do something.
Yeah, I like have to power ride a damn bus.
Well, right. That's kind of the same. Yeah.
I don't want to ride that bus.
Well, you can buy us out.
Yeah, then buy us out like the poker players agreed to a buyout.
Why? Who said who?
My boss.
Oh. I'm sorry, Hugs.
It's okay.
I'm not. I'm going to have the greatest time ever in Las Vegas and then fly comfortably home.
Yeah. And you're going to have an erection.
So did I see that right? There's chewables. A full other plane that they're...
Yeah. Yeah,
second plane.
Yeah, yeah. We decided to go ahead and put together a second plane. So many people missed out that we're like, okay, come on down.
I phrased that wrong, incorrectly.
Oh.
I meant there's an entire other plane available now. I didn't mean it was full.
Oh, but
yeah. Yeah, no,
that's awesome.
Yeah, man.
All that info, PowerShip page, KFA.com right now. Yeah,
yep, so all those people that
the demand I've was spoken, high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people at my book events that have been like, I really wanted to get on that, but it filled up so quickly. Well, here is your chance.
There's a handful of packages left.
Yeah, that is correct.
And I'm very comfortable with a handful of packages.
There's five of them in this room.
You broke the computer trying to look them up.
Small hands.
That's all right. Part of the passcode is from 2007.
I'm going to get so greasy there.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be some grease.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show with John Kreisel, Meat Sauce, AJ Mansour, Chris Hockey, and I'm Corey Cove, and The Fan returns after this.
Join me, Meat Sauce, tomorrow from 7 to 9 at Jimmy's in Badness Heights and play some games for your shot to win a pair of tickets to see an upcoming Wild hockey game. KFAN.com, keyword events.
You know, I've waited years to hear somebody say that.
Thank you.
Jimmy's in Badness Heights used to be my jam back in the day. Used to crush that place.
Back in your White Bear Lake days?
Oh, yeah.
That's where you graduated, right? White Bear Lake?
Correct.
So you and Zach Halverson both.
Yep. 2000.
You guys connected? Do you guys know each other at all? Have you met him here yet, Zach Halverson?
I haven't. No.
Best guy ever.
He's the pride of White Bear Lake.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
He seems like a good guy.
He's funny. You want to hear a cool stat about Zach Halverson?
Hell yes.
He's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
For?
Legit. He's the only male human being that has ever existed whose top two favorite bands are Shinedown and Shawn Mendes. That's a true fact.
Wow.
Man,
he's got the certificate on the wall and everything.
Shinedown.
He loves music.
Yeah. You see, he apparently does this at the end of every year, calendar year. He did the Halvey's Hot 100, his like 100 best songs of the year, 100 best albums of the year.
Yeah.
And he goes through the entire thing and lists it on Facebook.
Oh.
One big gigantic
Why post. Wouldn't he put that on KFAN.com? Digital, digital, digital. I mean, I don't know how many Shawn Mendes songs were released in 2018, but list them all. Right?
Was it the Treat You Better, or is that a couple years old?
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
What?
Right,
speaking of new bands, this is The Interrupters and Gave You Everything, a brand new song that I'm really digging. Interrupters.
I invented that band.
You did? The Interrupters?
Yeah.
Gave You Everything. I don't know.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
See?
I gotta try not to interrupt as much.
No, I like it. Especially when it's funny. Like that. Hey, Sunday's gonna be fun, not only because of the football, but True Detective returns to the airwaves on HBO.
I'm jacked.
Who's on this one?
Mahershala Ali is the lead. And Steven Dorff, I believe, is in it as well. But
oh, is he really?
Dorff?
Mahershala Ali. You used that joke yesterday.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Our guy, Andy Greenwald, right? Remember, we used to have him on monthly to break down the golden age of TV.
Remember that dude?
He does a podcast with Chris Ryan, and I haven't...
Did he get paid for it?
I think he does. I think he does. I believe the two of them got to preview the first two episodes, and the headline I read on Twitter, because I haven't heard the podcast yet, but the headline says that it is way more reminiscent of season one than season two.
Good.
But they've only seen the first two episodes.
Season one effed.
Yeah. Season one was great. Season two can F off, right? It was that bad. Which is crazy, because if you give me Vince Vaughn again, because I'm a Vince Vaughn fan, he can be good.
Okay.
If you give me Rachel McAdams, Vince Vaughn, and Colin Farrell with a good script and a good plot. I'm in for that cast. Just come up with a good story. The story was god awful.
It had a promise, but
there's nothing wrong with those three.
Well, and what was the timing? Wasn't that like within the year of season one? They really rushed season two.
I mean, I think it was about a year later.
It was a really quick turnaround,
and it did not go well.
I kind of blamed some of it on that.
Well, you guys are convinced that the halftime show of this year's Super Bowl is not going to go well.
And well, the only reason I'm really convinced of that is because. Look, let's just talk about facts. Let's not talk about opinions. Maroon 5 sucks. Right? That's a big problem.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. So that's a huge problem.
Hmm.
Yeah. If they had been good, I would have been extremely optimistic.
Hmm.
But unfortunately, that's just not the case.
Well, there's maybe a little sunshine on the horizon for you then.
Ooh.
There is a petition on the internet right now, signed by more than a million people, to have a different song played at halftime in lieu of Maroon 5.
A different band or different song?
Different
song.
Song.
Oh.
Yeah. There's one song that the internet wants to be played at halftime. And I think they would be happy if it was just the one song, not the three or four or five song medley that Maroon 5 and Travis Scott are going to do.
Right.
The internet says, just play this one song and then let's move on with our lives.
That's right. And it's going to be performed by, I would guess, by the person who brought it to the forefront, and that would, of course, be SpongeBob SquarePants. The song is called Sweet Victory. It's from an episode of SpongeBob.
The river takes off. It's the thrill of one more kill, the last one to fall. We'll never sacrifice their will.
Now listen to this chorus.
And it's sweet, sweet, sweet victory. And it's ours for the taking. It's ours for the fight. And it's sweet, sweet, sweet victory.
That
hurts.
That's a hot cut.
That song bangs.
Now, if you played that, though, at TCO,
no
one there would even know what that song means.
Yeah. Oh,
that's why Chad Greenway doesn't send you Grey Duck Vodka.
Right.
That's why. Because of lines like that. I am not kidding. I would much rather hear that at halftime than Maroon 5.
What would you rather hear?
Sweet Victory.
I love that song. Let's get
that explosion thing hurts my ears, though.
Well, I'll compromise. Okay. By the way, I'm willing to compromise. See, proof that sometimes I'm willing to compromise,
the
guys.
The explosion thing hurts Hockey's sister's ears, too.
I am willing to have Maroon 5 perform that song if that's the only song they perform.
We wouldn't even have to
cancel Maroon 5. Just play Sweet Victory, maybe one verse of This Love, and then move on.
I wouldn't put it past Adam Lambert.
Levine.
Whatever.
Adam Lambert, yep.
To do that. To see this petition going on and then put this in their show. That'd be a great bit on his part.
Well,
sure.
Yeah, but
be very self-aware.
But let me ask you this, Hawk, though. What if you were going to play... When's your next show?
Next week.
We're at... the hockey bit.
Yeah, what do you call that when they're on ice? Boot hockey.
Boot hockey.
Yeah.
Disney
pond
on
hockey.
Ice.
Pond hockey. Championships.
What if there was a petition out, mostly probably started by Luke or Scenebear, to get you to be replaced by that?
First of all, over a million.
I'd understand because that's a signatures. Sweet jam.
I could hear you sing that song.
Yeah, that sounds
right in your wheelhouse.
That sounds like a Rise song.
Yeah, that it kind of does. It was
great point, by the way.
It took me a second to figure out if this was a bit or not. If you guys were doing that.
No, this is legit.
This is real. Now, the band was released in 1986, written by a guy named Bob Kulick, who's one of the original members. Are actually, he was in Kiss for just a smidge.
What band was he in?
Kiss. And then his brother, Bruce Kulick, actually was the guitar player for Kiss after Ace Frehley left. after Vinnie Vincent. Anyway, long story short, and the guy singing is a dude who was in a band called Jafria, who was kind of big for just a smidge. But they released the song as a real song in 1986. And then for some reason, the guy who did SpongeBob.
Who recently died. Steven Hillenburg, I think is how you say his name.
Yes.
Right.
Sweet Victory.
This is so random. It's brilliant. Or we could have it as the opener.
I'm on board. Not with the opener. I'm on board with it at halftime.
No, we have to have for the opener the Tom Jones.
Well, I'm telling you one thing's for sure.
Oh, careful.
Every time one of our teams wins.
It'll be the new montage song.
So basically you could just put that one away.
Oh, who won last night in the Wild game?
Well, that's different. That's a regular season game.
Hey, they won,
it was
though.
A sweet victory.
Yeah, it was.
Sweet victory!
If the rest of the team would try as hard as Jason did.
Say that to their face. That's why you don't get sent Grey Duck vodka.
Oh. Yeah. But if Zuck had something, he'd send it to you.
I think the last time...
Or not.
Last time I saw Greenway was at the Super Bowl.
No, it's not.
No. Dave.
He walked up. I was watching the game, and he came up, and I feel this big hand grab me on the back. Chad Greenway.
He's he likes to touch.
And it's a rough touch.
Yeah.
I appreciate your input.
I walked in and he was bringing those Grey Duck things to PA and Charge. And I, of course, I'm like, where's mine? And he turned around and hit me in the stomach. I'm like, okay, thanks. That hurt. You're very strong.
Is it you that used to punch all the time, Chris?
Punch me in the throat all the time.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. This song's about Greenway.
Yeah.
He's
great
the best.
Song, though.
Great song.
Yeah.
What's a great song?
The Bad Touch by Bloodhound Gang.
Sweet Victory's better, though.
Maroon 5 or Bloodhound Gang at halftime?
Bloodhound.
Not
the
even
best
close.
Bloodhound 100%. Gang song is Foxtrot, Uniform, Charlie, Kilo.
Yeah.
Bet you'll feel nuts.
Yes, I get it.
Yeah.
I finally get that.
Yeah. Tim Nelson had that album.
I bet he did.
He would just, I was roommates with him in Iraq. Blare that before we go on patrols. Just get all fired up. Yep.
Yeah. What a chorus. Listen to this shredder.
Which one? This one?
This one.
Do it now.
So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Here's Creasel's motto for life. Get horny now.
That song came out when I was in high school, and I think every time Big Captain Jeff Gardner picked me up, it was that song, and every time it would end, he'd just go and start it over. Yeah. We listened to that song over and over again.
Power Trip Digital idea. Remember the monkey suits they wore?
Yeah.
What if we just recreate that video and just walk around the Twin Cities singing Bloodhound Gang in monkey suits?
We'd get
arrested.
Yeah, we'd go
gobbling Blue Chew.
Wow. Or after a sweet, sweet victory. What?
Wild news is next. Then what really matters? Then at some point in the 7 o'clock hour, Jason Zucker will join. Carly Zucker will join. Mark Parrish might join after his doctor's appointment. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Gentlemen, it is what I would call a red letter day. Not only because it's Friday and the initials are on and Kreese is here and AJ's here. And we're all here together and it's a great day. But because I have a brand spanking new Buck Cherry song.
Oh, God.
From the new record, War Paint.
Can I do this quick vibe under it?
No. The song is called Bent.
I am bent.
Yeah, I am bent. All right, go ahead and vibe.
Remember to check out our contest page for details on how you can win a trip to Las Vegas with the Power Trip, thanks to our friends at Captain Morgan, KFAN.com, keyword contest. Thanks, man.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah. And by the way, as Chris was kind enough to mention a little bit ago, we did secure a second plane to go to Vegas with us in March. So if you would like to join, you better get on there quick, because that one's filling up again quickly, and there's no way they're going to allow us to do a third plane. So you better get on there. I don't even know what. Is it KFAN.com probably?
Yeah, all the info is on the Power Trip page, KFAN.com.
Yeah.
And then, book with our guy Michael and get it set. But, I mean, it's safe to say we're probably down to single-digit packages. Yeah. So if you're teetering on the
edge,
act fast.
Wow.
Gotta do it.
Can we get Butthead's thoughts on this song?
I like it. I think it's good. It's a good new song from them. How about this song?
It's time for Wild News, presented by Captain Morgan.
Hi, Captain. Captain Morgan. The Minnesota Wild did win last night against the Winnipeg Jets of Anaheim 3-2. Jason Zucker scored twice. His 11th and 12th of the season. The other goal for the Minnesota Wild by Jordan Greenway. His 8th of the year. Dubnyk, 26 saves tomorrow night. Rosie does Let's Play Hockey. 7 o'clock as the Wild host Detroit at the Xcel Energy Center.
Sweet.
I will see you tonight, Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan, your thoughts, John.
Love it. I will see it tonight.
Yeah. Don't you do something with Captain Morgan tomorrow, Mr. Sauce?
Tomorrow night, yeah. I will be at Willie McCoy's and... No, that's for Papa Shot. Sorry.
That's tonight.
Sorry, I know. Jimmy's in Badness Heights.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Jimmy's in Badness Heights tomorrow.
Was that Captain Morgan?
Can you, like, shut up?
And that was Wild News brought to you by Captain Morgan. Thanks, Captain Morgan. Yeah,
Jimmy's in Badness Heights tomorrow, 7 to 9.
Do you have any idea what you're doing?
No. But they keep me around.
Who needs a manager more, Mark Parrish or you, to know where you're going and when you're supposed to be there?
Me.
Why?
Because I dependent on it. I need to be.
I dependent on it. Do you need? Who needs a vocal coach more, Mark Parrish or you?
Your mom.
My mom, okay. I don't think she reads commercials.
No, she does.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she does.
What really matters?
She's the inspiration behind Blue Chew.
Zing.
Whoa.
Wow, dude, that's your mom.
Not my mom.
That's what you just said.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You just said your mom was the inspiration between Blue Chew.
No, his mom.
Who's?
Corey's.
Sauce is technically right because I don't need Blue Chew with your mom.
She's listening.
That's got
yikes.
That's got greasy.
I don't need it with his mom, but gross. I prefer it.
What about my dad?
I also don't need it with her mom, his mom, but she prefers it. Mm-hmm. She's like, let's max this thing out.
Yeah, yeah. Gross. Could you give me everything you got?
Yeah.
I said, I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
But what really matters is this. But then you have to tag in somebody else.
No, hey, the great thing about...
I'm always there. I'm usually in the closet.
The guy standing in the corner wearing only tennis shoes.
That's Corey's bit.
The only problem with me is that...
careful.
When I'm finished, I always go...
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Your dad actually appreciates when I stall for 5 or 6 minutes because then he can set up more cameras.
That's true. He does. He's a hell of a cameraman, too, these days.
Good. Yeah. Well, he's got an assistant now that Rosen's retired.
That's true.
Yeah, Rosie holds the boom mic.
Yeah.
Is that what he calls
you know
it?
What yeah, I mean?
That's one such arm. A good scene in Life Aquatic. He can't even hold a boom. It's brilliant.
It's the best.
You dumb son of a bitch!
I read scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris Hockey will change your life with something else.
Yeah, he's right about that part.
No one cares about this. That's why Chris's stuff is going to matter more. LaMarcus Aldridge dropped a career-best 56 points last night as the San Antonio Spurs won 154-147 in double overtime against Oklahoma City.
That's right. That's right, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
That happened well.
San Antonio hit its first 14 three-point attempts Thursday. That's the most by any team to begin a game over the past 20 seasons, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. They started 14 of 14 from three.
Jeez. And still had to go to double overtime to win.
Yeah. They hit all 10 of their threes in the first half, and they finished overall 16 of 19 from three. That's insane. What really matters, though, is this.
Be on the lookout. There's going to be a lot of bleeding anuses tonight.
Jeez!
That's right. Be careful. The newest chips to hit the shelves are Flamin' Hot Nacho Doritos.
Oh, my God!
That's right. And the bright red powder from Cheetos has been blasted onto Doritos. They should be on sale pretty much everywhere.
Today?
Today, I believe, is the day.
Sure.
They are out there. People love the Flamin' Hot Cheetos to the point where they ate them until their A-words bled.
You didn't scream that loud when you lost your legs.
I know.
Doritos are even, and I will say, much, much better
Doritos are
than
amazing.
Cheetos.
On a card!
What? On a card?
Yeah, on a card. That's right. That's what he said. Yep. So, congratulations, Chris, and bring home some extra tissues.
I am not kidding. My favorite snack food, Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Loves it.
Oh, love
yeah.
it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That you just
Have There's you ever no eaten them to the point where they hurt, though?
There is
my it. Second favorite.
Yeah.
Is the spicy Doritos.
The spicier nacho.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So now,
Doritos
guess what?
So good.
I could live
Both on worlds collide.
Yeah, they collide.
Which Great means point. I will wake up tomorrow naked in the living room with a bunch of Dorito crumbs in my
Your
in
fingertips
my chest.
Will be
yeah.
red.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to work if I part. Murdered yeah. somebody. Oh, God, that's amazing. I didn't know that
yeah,
was...
Yeah, man. It's out. It's happening. God. Dreams have come true.
Turned on.
Yeah. Sweet victory is what it is.
Pittsburgh Steelers team president Art Rooney II told Rooney? The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that he cannot envision Antonio Brown as part of the team when it reports to training camp in late July. He said that Antonio Brown will not be released, but, quote, all other options are on the table.
God. I would trade him for a bag of Flamin' Hot Doritos.
If you were the Steelers,
yeah,
who got the better end of that trade?
The man with the Doritos.
Okay. What really matters, though, is this.
I'm going to tell you guys something, then you guys are going to roundly criticize me, but I don't care.
Is this some TV show you like?
That's correct.
Like Cool Kids?
That is correct. It is a TV show that
it's
I like.
It's on tonight.
Please let me finish.
Sorry.
It's okay, baby.
Please let me finish.
That's what she said.
Not like that, hopefully.
No.
It sounds ridiculous, and I admit that, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. That Masked Singer show is pretty good.
My God.
Pretty the what?
Masked this Singer.
People are loving
good.
It.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Oh,
and let me
God.
Tell you, Abby and I watched it the other night, and Kim made the colossal mistake of criticizing us for it. So Abigail, being my daughter,
yeah.
and I decided we loved it even more. So we watched the entire episode, and Tommy Chong was the gentleman in the bunny rabbit suit.
Then you had to explain who to your daughter who Tommy Chong was.
Wait, was he the pineapple guy?
What he does.
He was the pineapple
so
guy.
So hold on. Yeah. Explain briefly what the premise
okay,
is.
Okay, here's the thing. They have so-called celebrities, because the first night that got eliminated was Santonio Holmes. That's why it reminded me of that.
Antonio Brown?
Whatever.
Santonio Holmes? Where did that name come from?
It's close to Antonio
I'm proud
Brown.
Of you.
It's close. Santonio, right? Am I right?
It's close.
Okay.
Both wide receivers.
Right, thank you. So they're like B-level celebrities, okay? But they're in suits. You can't see. They're dressed as bunnies or a pineapple guy or a raven or whatever. You have no idea who they are. They disguise their voices till they sing. And then when they sing, you do your best. You can't help but try to determine who it is. And the thing about it is, once you've watched it, now you've got to find out who's beneath the mask. You have
sure.
to. You have to. And the worst part of the show is the four judges, one of them's Jenny McCarthy.
Yikes.
And Nicole Berzinger or something?
Scherzinger,
yeah.
Her
who was from Pussycat Dolls.
The
right.
inspiration for the song Amber by 311.
Is that right?
Yeah, Pussycat
great
Dolls.
Great point.
I mean, that's Nick Hexum's former fiance. They were engaged.
Oh, wow.
Smoke show.
Oh, yeah.
Then the dude who was naked in the trunk in The Hangover.
Ken Jeong.
Yep, that guy.
He's got a Netflix special
and
coming out.
And a really attractive guy. Who I think is a singer.
Sean McVay. Cliff Kingsbury.
No, I think he's
Matt
a singer.
LaFleur.
Really good looking guy.
Same.
Older guy, kind of dapper looking.
Oh, it's
Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke, thank you. So they're the four judges, but I'm not joking when I tell you, they make the dumbest guesses because they're trying to help you determine who it might be. And Jenny McCarthy actually said she thought Tommy Chong was Cheech. It was
so
the
she got close.
She got super close. Yeah, yeah.
But they have no idea.
They have no
right?
idea. Okay. But they make guesses like Nicole Scherzinger, I think it was, said that she thought one of them was Barack Obama. Come on. They're not going to get Barack Obama on
right.
the show. Another one said they thought,
but...
you know what I mean? But they're not going to get A-level celebrities. They're just not going to get them to do it.
Right.
And so they're making stupid guesses. But you cannot help but get invested to try to figure out who it is behind the damn costume.
Well, how obvious is it, though? Like,
well,
not
if it's
all.
Tommy Chong, it can't be very obvious
well, no,
at all. But
no.
it's so
well,
the clip that I saw online the other day
was
Nicole Scherzinger. They were listening to somebody sing, and Nicole Scherzinger leans over to Ken Jeong and says, like, this voice sounds so familiar. And he's like, yeah, great point. That's the whole, you know, basically, that's the point of the show,
right.
you idiot.
Right.
It's supposed to be vaguely
sure.
familiar. This voice, I recognize it. I know.
But
so do they do 20 questions, or is it simply just singing?
They get one
singing?
Question.
Okay.
They get one question, and like it, but again, it literally is trying to discern who it is. in the population of the world.
Right. So it could be anybody that's ever been famous.
Celebrity, but yeah, exactly. It could be Brian Austin Green.
Yeah.
Or whatever the hell that guy's name was from 90210.
That is the correct answer.
They had a promo for it that I saw online for this episode with the pineapple guy.
Yeah.
And it's directed towards Bailey and Abby and people like 17 and younger, because the giveaway
and older too.
But the giveaway at the end of the Tommy Chong one is, you better figure out who I am before it goes up in smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone in, I mean, that's too Tommy easy. Chong. You know that.
Yeah. They don't do that blatant one for
everyone.
That's
how blatant it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. Mm. I watched the whole episode and I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it just out of spite.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, once you watch one person sing, then you've got to know who it is.
How long is the episode?
It was an hour.
Okay.
It was an hour. Four matchups, but then they reduce them down. And
so what's the end game?
Yeah, did you figure any of them out?
No, I have no idea. I have no idea, because the only person you found out who it was the person who got eliminated that night.
They don't tell you in the episode. There's no way I could watch
that.
It's
got to be like a one-off.
If you don't get instant gratification on who it is, I'm not watching for 6 weeks to see who Pineapple Guy is.
No, right. It shouldn't be like a series like American Idol. You get in, get out, end it.
I'm glad you like it, though.
Well, I did like it, I like the idea that I got to tune in again to find out who it is, and it's going to keep me there to find out who the hell it is.
What channel?
I don't remember.
Fox.
It's Fox.
I never know what channel I'm watching. I really do. You guys probably do, but unless it's one of the CARE or CCO or KSTP, I just go through till something interests me and I click on it. I have no idea what channel I'm watching.
Channel 9 news.
I did last night.
We had about a 2-hour group text going last night.
I laughed so hard my face hurt.
And I was convinced that AJ just left the conversation. Like, I thought you had checked out.
And then all of a sudden
he popped back up.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea with some of the stuff I was saying.
Yeah.
And I meant it, by the way. I would pay $10,000 to do that.
Oh, I have no doubt.
You said a million.
I think you said a million.
You said a million.
I would, if I had a million, I'd pay that too.
Yeah, you also referenced Beetlejuice.
That was a good one, right?
That one got me, and then the another one got
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Corey's were very good. Yeah, yeah.
Who, me? That was brilliant.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Man, we basically did riff tracks over text.
Yeah, we did.
Right? We all we had a shared experience of watching the same news broadcast and just ripped it for an hour straight with texts every 20 seconds.
Yeah.
How do we get paid to do what we did last night?
They found what
they
were
looking
for. Let's
monetize
that. Who, me? And that was laugh out loud.
Fan 5 is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
It's the Double Double celebration in honor of Fresh Times Farmers Market's Double Coupon Days. On Wednesday, Fresh Time honors both the past week and current week's grocery coupons. Register at our contest page for your chance to double up with two $50 gift cards from Fresh Time Farmers Market. KFAN.com, keyword contest.
How long are you going to talk?
I don't know. Four more days.
Two more, 4 more days.
What is this?
It's Coldplay.
Oh, great.
I like Coldplay. You don't like Coldplay?
Nope.
Okay. What about you, John? Do you like Coldplay?
I do.
Good. That's John Creasel.
Hi.
I played this for you then.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
The Scientist is their best.
I love their old stuff.
Yeah.
Not a huge fan of their new stuff, but their old stuff kicks ass.
I don't know any of their new stuff.
Yeah, I don't either.
What about this one?
Oh.
There you go.
That's the jam.
Yeah, man.
That and The Scientists are my two favorite. This was their first hit, right?
Exactly, that's, yeah.
What, 2001?
Oh.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, man. Good tune.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Just a video of Chris Martin walking along on the beach. It's no Chris Isaac on the beach kind of a video, but it's very good.
What's the game? Great point.
You know what else is a great point?
Time for Fan 5, brought to you by Garage Solutions Minneapolis.
And Garage Solutions Minneapolis kicks ass.
Sports icon Mark Rosen called it a career last night on Channel 4. Last night was his final broadcast on a 50-year career. The Wild held on versus the Jets for a 3-2 victory. The Wild have won 4 out of 5. Jordan Greenway netted the first goal, then Jason Zucker scored 2 straight. He has 10 goals on the season. The Wild host 12?
Yep.
I'm not kidding you. I triple checked.
And I've also said like 5 times today that he scored his 11th and 12th goals of the year.
He has 12 goals on the season. The Wild will host the Detroit Red Wings tomorrow at 7. The Timberwolves and their new coach, Ryan Saunders, will host the Mavericks tonight. Ryan Saunders is 1-0 in his head coaching career. Tip-off is 7. Byron Buxton avoided arbitration by agreeing to a 1-year, $1.7 million deal. Because the Twins didn't bring him back to the majors after his injury this season, he can't become a free agent until 2020. The NFL divisional round gets underway tomorrow. Colts and Chiefs. The Chiefs are a 5.5-point favorite, but the Colts have won 10 out of their last 11 on the road, in general. Dallas versus the Rams will follow. The Rams are the second seed and are a 7-point favorite. Chargers versus Patriots. Patriots are a 4-point favorite, and the 6-seeded Eagles are in the bayou to take on the number one seed Saints. The Saints are an 8-point favorite and are unbelievable at home.
Bet the farm. Take the Saints.
Paul, well done.
I triple-checked the goal bid.
Impossible.
No, not impossible.
How do you triple-check it and be wrong?
I don't know.
He has 10 assists. Maybe you looked at the wrong column?
Yeah, maybe.
You dumb son of a bitch!
Dude, the other day when we thought of letting Paul do the Fan 5 at 7.
Yeah.
And let's speed it up. Let's do it in like a minute or two, and then we can get to other things and have fun.
Yeah.
But let's have Paul do it, right?
Right.
Paul wanted to do it. You volunteered.
Yeah.
I'm already thrilled that we have made this decision.
Yeah, I know.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Oh, serious.
I thought you did awesome. Reasons. You had the one mistake, and of course, that's what gets dumped on.
That's the bit.
Yeah.
That's the bit.
I loved it.
The pressure of him trying to run clean every day at 7 is going to make me smile. Because he's going to get so nervous, and even though he's going to triple check, he's going to miss, and we're going to hammer him. And it's going to make me smile.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about our new decision.
It's kind of reminiscent. Maybe it's the background music, the bed.
Yeah.
That it's very
it's tension.
It very and, it's like, and wants it's to be very a millionaire. AM 11:30-ish.
Yeah. But it,
oh, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But
yeah.
It's high tempo and it sounds like it's supposed to be a pressure situation. So I think it's adding stress to Sauce's sports update.
I think so. I walked in on him preparing this morning for it.
Triple checking.
He was, and I saw him typing everything out. And I was like, I wonder what this bit is. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I like it, too.
Yeah, I love it.
Hey, can I tell you guys something that disappoints the hell out of me?
What's that?
Yeah.
I'm super looking forward to the new Keanu Reeves movie that comes out today.
Replicas?
It's got 11% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
If it were 50 or 60, I'd be like, well, you know, that's okay. I'll probably
excited
like it.
Excited for that?
Yeah, it looks good. It's a cool concept.
I do love him.
Me, too.
Keanu Reeves kicks ass.
11%, though?
I love the thing about Keanu Reeves that I love is he also has the Parrish pause. He'll, like, think of something, and then he'll look at the camera and say it.
In
like,
a movie or just in an interview?
No,
exactly
in every movie. He'll you can tell that he knows his line, and he's got this really long dramatic pause, and then he'll be like, The Matrix.
But his is more like, is more, Michael Caruso, is that his name?
No.
David Caruso?
David is more like Robinson Caruso?
Is that the CSI
Michael
guy?
Michael Caruso? Yeah.
David Caruso.
Keanu's is more like David Caruso's CSI Miami bit. Where it's for tension, and then he's going to drop the punchline.
Is that called a pregnant
pause? Whoa. Did something happen?
It's my favorite kind of pause.
CSI Miami.
Sounded like the beginning of an Arrested Development song.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Wendell, hot cut.
Whoa. I think Hank from Breaking Bad's out there.
Just a guy from the NHL Network or whatever that's filming. There's a 24-year-old guy named, we're going to go with Dwayne Wilson. He's from Wakefield, Virginia. Are you familiar with Wakefield, Virginia, Chris?
I am not.
You are, Hawk.
Yes, I am.
What do you know about it?
It's out in the field, and people like to go there and wake up slowly.
Okay. He sped through a construction zone,
and
the cops tried to pull him over. But then Mr. Wilson took off.
Mr. Wilson.
He wound up leading them on a high-speed highway chase through three counties. So that wasn't a short chase, right? And at one point, The cops even clocked him at 130 miles an hour.
Whoa.
So after about 35 miles, that's three counties, 35 miles, the cops managed to finally box him in, so he had to pull over on the shoulder. I said box him in. And he just, okay,
sorry. I'll go back to quoting sports goals.
Quoting sports goals.
Which sounds like...
I'm in the net.
Lucky.
Anyway, they pulled him over after they boxed him in, Paul.
Where'd he go?
When they arrested him, he told police he led them on a high-speed chase because, quote, it was his lifelong dream to run from the police.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Has he ever played your Grand Theft Auto?
He wanted to do it for real. He's been charged with eluding so far, but more charges are probably coming. Just wanted to always go on a high-speed chase, even though he's putting himself and others and the cops' lives on the line.
Yeah.
Lifelong dream, just to try to get away from the cops at 130 miles an
hour.
Don't go 130 then. I mean, you 60, 65, you know, you could go the speed limit, not pull
like
over.
Like Al Collins, right? Just a gentle stroll with the entire California Police Department chasing you.
But if you're going to do it, you want to see if you can escape.
Who's Al Collins?
But you're never going to escape. Let's be real.
I've played enough Grand Theft Auto to know.
Well, yeah, Chris, have you gotten into that yet?
I haven't. I thought it was downloaded. And so I went to play last night, and it still had only 81% downloaded.
Let me ask you a question. Jeez. This isn't me being mean.
Go ahead.
Do you have dial-up?
No, the
bandwidth is used for other things.
Yeah, and I think it might have turned...
How much browsers are you watching?
A lot, as much as I can.
Pause the download when
I think it might have turned itself off. You know how, like, if you don't mess with it for a while, it went into rest mode? I was super angry because I had time. It was awesome.
So I'm on the brink of being done with Red Dead, and here's why. Because I haven't jumped into the online stuff yet.
Okay.
And maybe that's the game changer. But in terms of sitting down and playing it by myself, I think I'm almost done, and here's why. The other day, I played it for about 2 hours and seemed to just be kicking ass. Killed a legendary animal, did this bounty mission, you know, found this, found that. Boom.
Are you a dentist?
I was getting things done, right? Yeah. I wasn't just cruising with my horse.
Checking
I was getting
off the
stuff
list.
Done.
You're what off
right?
the list?
Accomplishing challenges.
Cruising with your horse.
After 2 hours, I'm like, man, I'm slaying this game. And then I saved it, right? And you know, obviously, what they show you your total completion percentage when you save it, right? Uh-huh. I went from 89.7, and 2 hours later, after just slaying it, 89.7.
Really?
Wow.
So I had not even dented another 0.1% of total completion.
So it's
and I
like
felt
the,
like I got a lot done.
It's like the Korok seeds on Zelda.
Yeah. So
it's not worth it.
I'm never getting that final 10.5% done. I'm just never going to get there. So, and I didn't think I was going to anyway, but I thought I was making enough from 72% to 89.
Sure.
Didn't seem like it took forever. Now I just topped out.
Did you
There's
Zelda?
Just nothing left to do.
I didn't. No, I stopped playing it after a while. I'm not done with the actual game of it yet, but I've got speech season's going to get real busy here soon, and I'll be doing some traveling. So that's usually when
I airplane.
Yep,
that's the best part about the Switch.
It is. You the wheels hit the ground, and you're like, "Oh my god, that was the shortest 3 hour flight ever."
Question for you guys: that's probably dumb as hell.
Well, no one will.
Those are my
don't
favorites.
Worry. No one will make fun of you for misspeaking.
Thank you. Well, it's because I'm nice to everybody.
No, you're not.
I am.
Wow.
What?
Quit being a D-Paul. Leave him alone.
Jesus Christ.
Just leave him alone. Let him do his job.
Why is everybody so mean?
He's trying.
Everybody.
Everybody's mean.
Let's hear it.
Okay, thank you. So today, I was hoping to go see Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie. I haven't seen it yet. The only one I can find is at the theater in Rogers, and it's Bohemian Rhapsody -- sing-along version.
Yeah, what? F that.
Oh.
So what?
I assume the lyrics are on the bottom of the screen, so you can sing along.
Is that what you think it is?
Like a closed captioning?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That sounds awful.
Yeah, it might be fun if you were the only person there, but I don't want other people
you might
singing
be,
in my movie theater.
I might be. Yeah.
That
then you
awful.
Could sing your ass off.
Right. Then I could let Abigail just sing as long as
loud
Yeah,
but
as
most people
to.
Aren't like you, though. Most people can't sing.
Yeah. I appreciate you saying that.
I don't even sing alone. That's how bad a singer I am.
Hey, one other Red Dead question for you, Red Dead players.
Yeah.
Something I never did until about 3 days ago in Red Dead was I never messed around with the tomahawks or the throwing knives.
Oh, that, throwing knives are awesome.
That makes it so much fun. Yeah. So you can hit somebody in the face with a throwing knife and get them to fall off their horse.
Yeah.
That's what that game's all about.
Throwing knives are sweet.
Yeah. You're just walking through like Strawberry and everybody's like, howdy, partner. And I'm like, oh, yeah, here's a tomahawk right in the face.
Where do you get tomahawks?
What are you looking at?
You can buy them from the fence.
I'm watching you die, sir. Oh.
That's the see in that game. I don't generally just hand out violence, but if someone's like, "You better get away from here," or whatever, I'm like, "Oh yeah."
Oh, really? Is that how it goes?
Yeah,
no. Tough guy.
Check out my throwing knives.
My bit before I beat the game was just going around to where like the white dot would pop up, and then when they wanted my help, I just shoot them in the face.
Right. Help me, Mister.
Shut up.
Tomahawk to the face.
Oh yeah.
That's what Tim
to town. No.
I try to help them. Tim said his bit is to stand there and watch them die, and then he loots them. Yeah, so he doesn't even kill them. Right. He just watches them die.
Man, wow.
That sounds awful.
He's got some issues.
Yeah.
Tim's weird.
He is weird.
You guys have done the suck out the venom bit, right?
Yeah. You bet.
I always, after I save them, I always murder them right after.
Yeah.
Well, and they always have a dollar on them, right? He's like, I sucked.
Yeah,
but
out the venom. Got it.
I ran into that guy later, and he gave me something. I can't remember what he gave me, but.
Oh, crabs?
No, but he gave me a gift. I forget what it was, but it was like a gold bar or something like that.
Oh.
He was sitting with his buddy on the porch, and I walked up to him and was like, hey, this is the guy that sucked the venom out.
Oh, yeah, you can. No, I know what you're talking about.
I shouldn't have thrown a tomahawk right between his eyes.
I was like,
giving me some gold.
That's a rumor. I did not do that. Oh, venom.
Well, how about when you actually do it, right? When you there's the guy in the swamp that gets bit by the snake?
Yeah.
And as soon as your character is done doing it, he actually says, "No, not a word to anybody about this."
Yeah,
I love it. It's like he's willing to do it, but even don't tell anybody about this, please. This is between you and me. Otherwise, tomahawk to the face.
Yep.
John, you got to go?
Yes, I'm out of here. Love you guys. Hope to see you all at Junction 70 on Monday from 5 to 9 p.m. Going to sign books and have some cocktails. Let's go.
You're the best.
Have a good weekend.
See you, buddy boy.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you.
At some point here in the next, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes, Carly and Jason Zucker rolling in the wild one last night against the Jets. 3-2. Two goals by Jason Zucker. Will he score 2 points in initials at 8:15? We'll find out. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
In case you're out shopping this weekend and you've got a Costco membership.
Love Costco.
Me too.
Costco whales.
Absolutely. Well, it may you might want to check this out if you got extra room in the car and a huge appetite. They just started selling at Costco a 27-pound bucket of mac and cheese.
A bucket?
Yeah, it's 6 gallons of mac and cheese.
Go on.
We're a big mac and cheese family.
Yeah.
So we frequent the Costco mac and cheese that they make in the back, like in the deli area in the back.
Yeah.
They have it's called Beecher's mac and cheese, which is a Seattle restaurant that is known for their mac and cheese. That's really good. So we will likely get the 6-pound bucket of mac and cheese and give it a whirl.
It has a shelf life of 20 years.
Okay.
What?
It's $90. It's 180 servings.
$90. Wait, yeah. So it's raw noodles.
No, it's already made. It's mac and cheese.
That can't be possible.
I just have a 20.
It can't
have
here.
If it has cheese, there's no way it has a 20-year shelf life.
I don't have time to investigate, but I'm being told by what I'm reading here that it's a 90-pound bucket of macaroni and cheese.
90 pounds.
I'm sorry, $90 bucket of mac and cheese.
If you like mac and cheese,
you might want to do it.
Yeah, if you're a doomsday prepper.
That's a good show.
No.
Psychopaths.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You ever go to Costco? And
yes. Churros, man.
There's
churros.
Way more. There's way more to the story.
You gotta go.
To the food bar. You ever go to Costco and you're walking down an aisle and you see a price and you know that it's the right price, but you feel like somebody accidentally posted it low? I've had that happen the last couple of weeks with Halo Top. Because it's normally for a four pack, it's about $10 to $11, which is a pretty good deal, right? Because sometimes they're $4 if you buy them on your own, right? Just at Target or Walmart or wherever. It's about a $4 little debacle. Hey, I'm walking through Costco, and it was a four pack for $6. $5.99. I'm like, this can't be right. It's $1.50 a piece.
Yeah.
No chance.
Yeah.
So what do?
You buy it.
I pretend that it's supermarket sweep, and I fill up my cart.
Yeah, right, you did.
Right? I'm like, this can't be right. Advantage Cove household.
Yeah.
Jackpot. How many
did you buy? So it's a 6-gallon container with separate pouches of elbow pasta and cheddar cheese sauce. So it's the little packets of mac and cheese that you can make. I guess it doesn't say if it's cooked.
Why would you have not named your second son Cheese?
Yeah.
Because he already gets mac and cheese all the time.
I bet he does.
But is Mason's nickname Cheese?
Because it has to be. His brother Cheese.
It has to be.
Oh, yeah. He loves it. All he eats is mac and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese.
Or what if you had named your second son Tosh?
Mac and Tosh.
I like that a lot.
Boom.
Like Tosh.0. I don't like Tosh.0.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's great. It's great, great.
He bugs me.
I know.
He interviews some really funny people. People who, like, those web stars that aren't big.
The web redemption bit.
It's brilliant, yeah.
Good bit.
According to a new study out of the University of Rochester in New York, getting it on at first sight actually leads to stronger relationships.
Oh.
Basically, hi, boom. That's the way, according to this study, to start a relationship. Because they found that there's more of a link in an emotional bond if you have instant sexual attraction. So don't delay.
Well, that's what happened the first time Hawk and I met.
True. And look at how close you guys are, see?
Yeah.
They didn't even have to do this study.
Yeah.
We've rubbed seeds.
Yeah, and we always go.
And it basically says when you get it on, it strengthens your bond. Whether you meet them, you know, at first or 6 years later. It's a bond strengthening act. So they're saying one of the best things you can do is get to it as soon as possible.
That was the best 6 seconds hockey I ever had.
You're right. And I'll just say this, ladies and a few of you gentlemen, if you see me for the first time today, I'm putting this into practice.
Yeah, you've always said you would like more friends.
Yeah, I need more friends.
And better friends, right? Stronger and friendships.
You've always said to me, life is show prep.
That's exactly right. So I'm going to try this theory. I'll get back to you guys about my...
And again, to a lot of you female, sales gals down the hall, Rosie now is retiring from TV, but he wants to get to know everybody here much, much better because he's going to be spending a lot more time here at the Fan.
Great point.
So if you ever like, hey, I've been around Mark Rosen, but I've only worked here for like 3 months and I haven't really had a chance to meet him.
Yeah.
Strengthen that bond.
Oh, yeah.
Make it real strong.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
As soon as possible.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow.
Yeah. When's Rosie coming back?
Hell yeah.
He'll be back in a week.
For God's sakes.
That's brilliant.
It's brilliant and horrific.
The video is horrific.
Yeah. It's just...
I don't know who like the three guys are that sing. Are those old North Star players? I don't know who those guys are.
I have no idea.
That sing the Macarena part.
Mm-hmm.
One of them hip checks him, and I swear it actually hurt him.
I don't know. It was emotional last night on Channel 4.
It certainly was, and well done, and I love Amelia.
Same.
If you missed it, you can catch it on the Power Trip page to watch it back, because there were some heave cry moments.
When she grabbed his hand.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Well, just Rosie at the end staring right into the camera, thanking everybody, too, and tearing up. It was, and of course, his wife thanking his wife.
They all were tearing up. I mean, when they went wide on that, and you can see Frank and... Chris couldn't say a word.
Don Shelby was laughing.
Yeah.
Don's funny, man.
Yeah. Who?
Don's funny.
Oh.
What did I say?
It's not like said Dong's funny, which that's technically true.
Yeah, I'm speaking for myself. Interesting side note, I guess, to this weekend's NFL games. The first ever female referee in a playoff game is going to be Sarah Thomas here.
Sweet.
She spoke to somebody about her growing up.
I grew up loving sports in Pascagoula, Mississippi, not too far from New Orleans.
That's right.
And then once I got into the program, as far as the Division I level and then into the developmental program with the NFL, worked several New Orleans Saints scrimmages. And so practice preparation, and then I got hired last year. You know, I never looked at my gender as something that would hold me back. Thank goodness my father instilled in me that, just never to depend on a man for anything, right?
Amen.
so I just never allow that to hold me back. And the guys is such a professional. The NFL has done it right. They are truly a lot of professional men, and I'm just lucky to be a part of it.
Haven't you ever heard of the women's movement?
Oh, well, sure. Put on something cute and move it into the kitchen.
That was Rosie's idea, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I disapprove.
Why?
Here's something else you may disapprove of.
Oh.
Here's something else that Rosie might disapprove of, but I'm a big fan of. We all saw that Marnie Gellner did a fine job doing play-by-play for the Timberwolves.
She was okay.
Okay.
At best.
I'm kidding.
All right. Well, it's been announced that Marnie Gellner will be the play-by-play announcer on 3 of the 11 Twins games televised by Fox Sports North from spring training.
Good for her.
I have zero interest in watching that. Not because of Marnie. She's great.
Yeah, Marnie's spring great. Training, but
Marnie's hilarious. Again, it's like I said the other day about Gleeman and the Geek. I like both of them. I'm not listening to the podcast. It's all about baseball.
It's actually really good.
Take your word for it. If they broke down something else, I would listen. If Marnie Gellner was broadcasting a Timberwolves game, I'll watch, which I did. But if she's going to do 3 Twins games, I'm just going to, I'll say I hope it went well.
Yeah, it will.
Spring training. Not even real baseball. Spring training baseball. Yeah, let her do the real games.
I would wear a Marnie Gellner t-shirt. That's how big a fan I am.
Maybe you'll wear one on the bus back from Las Vegas because we get to pick what you wear.
I'd be very happy if that were the t-shirt.
What if it was just a picture of Marnie's face for 35 hours?
I'd be way happy with that. Can we just call that what it's going to be now?
No, we'll make it worse than that.
No? Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's going to be much, much worse than that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Variety had a list of the 100 movies that made the most money at the box office last year. I found it interesting.
Go for it.
Oh, by the way, I have an interesting story about Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I was sitting on the couch with my beloved, and a advertisement for Black Panther came on. It was during the Golden Globes, and they came out and they did the Wakanda thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I go, that was a pretty good movie. And Kim said, was? And I go, yeah, we saw that movie.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She goes, I never saw that. I go, we watched it. We sat right here on the couch and watched it. I'm sure of it, 100%. Abigail comes down. She goes, what are you guys talking about? And I go, me and you and your mom watched Black Panther sitting here on the couch, didn't we? She goes, yeah, we watched it. And Kim goes, no, I've never seen that. And Abigail and I started talking through the plot. Didn't ring a bell at all.
Let's go full circle. Isn't that the problem potentially here with Sarah Thomas? Now, I know Sarah Thomas has been an NFL official for months and months and months and months and months, maybe even years, right?
What are you doing?
What happens this weekend if it's the playoffs, the season's on the line for a team, and she's on Pinterest or Etsy during a play? And then, like Sean McVay looks over and be like, what are you, how can you call that? How can I call what? What happened now? Aren't you watching? And then she'll say, I'm watching. You're not watching.
That I don't believe.
You're looking at,
that's a good idea.
You're looking
you
at quilts on Pinterest. That.
Christmas ideas.
For 2023. We can deal with that later.
Yeah.
Can't you do this at halftime?
What's that thing where you put a bunch of pictures on a board? Vision board. Stop making your vision.
What's on your 2019 vision board?
I didn't make one.
Mm. I did. It's just a bunch of huge rocks.
Can I know
you're a geologist?
Yeah, I am.
I know we have Vikings news next, but there's something really disturbing happening at my apartment complex, and I want your guys' opinion on it, on what I should do. And it was really...
I would suggest you stop masturbating in front of Muppet.
I'll just tell you right now. No, I can't do that.
That is disturbing, though.
Yeah. Well, who cares? She's
Wait a minute, you can't stop?
No, I can stop, yeah.
No, you can't.
But I want to. I think it.
Can't
Anyhow.
Stop, won't stop.
So, I showed hockey this morning. So on my way, on the 6th floor of my building, where I take Muppet to go to the bathroom.
Wait a minute, what now?
My wheels are up, she pees off the side of the building.
You have a 6th floor
dog area? Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, man. It's a nice apartment complex.
Wow, man.
I'm sure that balcony is just loaded with dog ass. It must be luxurious.
That's what it's for. That's, yeah.
But then you still have to bag it up.
Right? Yeah, which is fine. You should do that anyway.
Sure.
And every time for the past 2 weeks, I've walked out down to the 6th floor, gone around. There's like this really cool kitchen area for guests and whatnot. Every day for the past 2 weeks, every single day, there's blood on the floor. And this morning, this is what I found.
Where do you see the picture?
This is unbelievable. I'm not kidding you. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, I wasn't interested at all in this story until I saw that.
Yeah, that's a significant amount
of
blood.
That's a lot of blood.
That's not just like a finger cut.
No.
Yikes.
That's what I'm saying.
It's every day. There's droplets of blood from, I don't know where it starts.
It's new. It's not like old stuff from the day before.
This is like fresh. This was at 4:10 this morning when I took Muppet up.
Let's go through potential possibilities, right?
Okay.
Option one, somebody's been murdered.
I hope someone's okay. And if it's some, I hope it's not something.
Look, you live in a really, you live in a nice apartment building, right?
Yeah.
What about this? What about this for a theory? This is if I was True Detective Corey Coe for season 3. What if somebody in your apartment complex has a massive coke issue because they're flush with network funds?
Yeah.
And they're just walking around with bloody noses all the time.
Maybe.
And they just don't care to clean it up. So every day it's I have to walk out and take my dog to go too, but I don't want to stop doing coke. And then they just bleed all over the place.
Is there a security camera in that hallway?
I think so.
I would make that phone call.
Yeah.
I would assume, yeah. There's a camera everywhere else.
What if you're about to crack a cold case?
It's every single day. Not as bad as I showed you guys. That's the worst it's been, but it's bad.
Is it possible that while you're gone, Muppet cuts just to see if she's alive?
Maybe. I didn't know she was a big Nine Inch Nails fan. Correct. There.
To see if I still bleed.
If that's the case, I will pay for her help.
If she could hurt herself, she'd poke her eyes out.
Jesus. No, Zach Helverson, Bobby Dassey doesn't live in my apartment.
Oh.
Brendan Dassey.
Vikings news is next.
Good morning, everybody.
Love this song.
Do you?
Yeah, Grandsons, Blood in the Water.
Yeah, yeah, okay, cool. I'm being told that they're the next big thing, Grandson.
That's the name of the band?
Uh-huh. Grandson, yep.
Grandson.
I believe it's the name of a person. I think he is Grandson, I think. Not 100% sure, but I believe it's a person. Oh. Could be wrong.
This is sweet.
Yeah, I like
the chorus is sweet.
Yeah.
And the bridge rocks.
Hey, hockey.
Hold on. Let's get to the chorus.
Oh, sorry. I'm not good at this.
You know who my grandson is?
Who?
Mark Parrish.
Oh.
Grandpa?
Papa?
Hey, look grandson.
You. So you lived.
I did. I'm alive.
Good.
I'm glad you are.
Yeah, me too.
By the way, you're right, Cor.
It's just a person,
Jordan,
right?
Jordan Edward Benjamin, professionally known as Grandson.
Sweet.
It's a great song.
Yeah. Hey, before we get to Vikings news, do you want to see hockey get derailed?
Sure.
Hockey.
Yeah.
Go to whatwouldtylerdurdendo.com.
All right. I know where that's at. It's on the computer. All right, yeah. I'm there, right? Oh.
Okay.
Never mind. I know what you're talking about.
Yep. Click on that first picture.
Yeah.
And then click on the not safe for work version.
But this is a work computer.
But it's for show prep.
All right. Yep. Oh, look at that. Well, isn't that nice? Well, I would call myself a fan. Of, what's her name?
Amber Rose.
Yeah, that's Amber Rose. I'm gonna need some time, guys. Hey, by the way, Grandson's musical inspirations include Rage Against the Machine, Bob Marley, Ray Charles, John Lennon, and Nirvana. I like this guy.
Tomorrow, 49th birthday of Zach De La Rocha of Rage Against the Machine, one of the greatest rappers of all time, regardless of genre. Here, oh, you missed the bridge!
What's your alibi?
It's like a mix of kind of Skrillex kind of. And
that's what I was thinking, too. The,
yeah.
You feel the Rage influence.
By the way, quick note, because I watch Bob Shark Marley. Week.
Yes, you do.
If there's blood in the water, get the F out.
Yeah, yeah. If there's blood, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then check yourself.
There's blood in the hallway.
Yeah, on the sixth floor.
Yeah. What you going to do when there's blood in the hallway?
I'll probably ignore it.
Yeah.
Move on. Go home, take a nap.
Mark, what's new with you?
Oh, not a whole lot.
Okay. Oh, hi, Marg.
Everything's all right?
Yeah.
Good.
Everything's great.
Good. I'm glad to hear.
I believe it was a day or two ago, Paul Meatsauce Lambert claimed you are a better golfer than the common man, Dan Cole. Is that accurate?
Who cares?
Jenna?
Good timing. I have no idea. I've never seen.
What's your handicap? Golf.
12.
12? Yeah. Is common less than that?
I don't know. Never asked.
Is he a single digit handicap?
Anytime he and I go golfing, I never get to talk.
Mm-hmm. So you hate it?
Why not? No, I love it.
Because
we go to sweet. He's fun to golf with. He's
yeah,
good.
But I mean, if he's talking the whole time, then isn't the spotlight on him?
Yeah, but I don't
you
mind.
Hate,
him.
Oh, no, you hate that, though.
No, I don't. I'm playing golf. It's normally nice out. I'm not around those who make fun of me. He doesn't make fun of me.
That's
but yes,
true.
He does. Yeah. He hates
me. He passed away.
What? When?
I don't know. Check this out.
It's time for Vikings News.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Radco.
Your truck accessories, Bo.
It's Vikings News.
Do we have any?
Kind of, and it's sad news. John Michaels, who was the assistant coach with the Vikings for 27 seasons, died on Thursday. This is a name that I remember quite a bit from talking to the superstar Mike Morris.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Johnny Michaels all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he loved him.
He was 87 years old. Michaels coached the offensive line under Bud Grant from 67 to 83. Then he spent the 84 season coaching running backs under Les Steckel. Then Grant returned in 85, and Michaels went back to coaching offensive linemen until 93.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
a hell of a
tenure.
It certainly is.
What years did Star play? What was
69 to 89?
Well, I mean, his last year was 2000 or 99,
yeah,
right?
2000,
and he played for the Vikings for, what, 11-ish or so years? 10 or 11
well,
years?
Wasn't the... When did the like Ravens that? In the Super Bowl? 01?
2000.
The 2000
yeah,
season.
Wasn't he
so, yeah,
wasn't
going to
go play
01.
For that team or something?
Yes.
Because somebody...
Oh, really?
Billick.
What's the, Billick, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Billick wanted him and he...
And he said no.
No.
Yeah.
And then he would have won
idiot.
A Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because he ruined the 98 Super
Bowl. That's true. He is the longest serving assistant coach in Vikings history. Mm. Listen to all this. Despite being listed at just 5'10", 195.
Lucky.
Michaels helped Tennessee win the national championship in 1951 and was an All-American guard in 1952.
At 5'10", 195?
5'10", 195.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that his playing weight? I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Tennessee was 29-4-1 in three seasons that Michaels started. He was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 96 and the Tennessee Jeez. Sports Hall of Fame in 99. Drafted by the Eagles in 53, played 11 games in Philadelphia, then left and served as a lieutenant in the Army from 54 to 56. Then played for Bud Grant in the Canadian Football League for one season before taking an assistant coach's job at Texas A&M. Michaels rejoined Grant in Winnipeg as an assistant coach from 59 to 66 before following him to the Vikings.
Wow.
Yikes.
When
awesome career.
Yeah, no kidding. When ex-Vikings tackle Ron Yeary made the Pro Bowl, Johnny Michaels was his presenter. Michaels coached three other Hall of Fame linemen, Mick Tinglehoff, Gary Zimmerman, and the greatest guard of all time, Randall McDaniel. So rest in peace, Johnny Michaels. A man I never met, but a name I've heard a million times.
Yeah. As you guys referenced, Star brought him up like every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Love it.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference is today.
What time is that?
I believe 11
p.m.
Probably double check that.
It's 11 p.m.
Yeah,
he's
that's
a night
an
owl.
Odd time
yep.
for yep. it to happen, but he's watching film,
yep.
I'm sure.
Yep.
Yep. Well, we'll see. I know there's another press conference at 10 a.m. that I'm very
yeah.
interested
yeah,
in.
Yeah, the Jamie Kloss related press conference.
Stefanski's 10:30.
Oh, oof.
Yeah. They might want to bump that back a little
that
bit.
Back. Yeah. Honestly, seriously,
yeah.
they shouldn't.
Kind of
a
I bet
big
they
deal
will.
There.
They probably will.
I bet
will.
They will, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They better do it quick.
Did you watch Rosie's final broadcast last night?
I did, yeah.
Your thoughts?
Nikki started crying before I did. So that made me feel good.
Hmm, interesting.
But yeah, no, it's
made you feel good to watch your wife cry.
Yeah.
Well, no, she just started crying before I did, so I'm tougher than she is.
Is it true
she cried
crying?
During the weather?
Yeah. Before the broadcast even started?
No, it was incredible. You know, seeing what he's been a part of was just amazing. Yeah. He's been able to witness his 50 years being in, you know, interning. Just, I can't imagine that happens very often anywhere.
No,
in the, right. Like
this new generation that's coming up, people are changing jobs every year. I mean,
yeah.
I've 10 or so years out of college, and I have friends that have had like 6 or 7 jobs.
What a bunch of losers.
Well, and as we know, internships aren't a thing much
anymore. Yeah, no, that's true.
No one wants to work for free.
Right.
We don't, or they sue. We don't have them here anymore.
Yeah, you want to be flushed with network funds ASAP. PT.
I worked 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week, for free for almost 2 full years.
And loved it. Like, it was so much fun. For free. Mm-hmm. Tim Hyde was my boss.
Who?
That's insane.
He's dead.
Well, whatever happened to him?
Does Ellie know?
Who the hell's Ellie?
She died.
Donaldson is a madman.
Who the hell's Donaldson?
Yeah. Oh, some Todd that works down the hall, constantly watching the room, does a really good Tommy Wiseau impression.
That's basically his entire resume.
Tommy Wiseau
drinks soup.
Yeah,
he does drink soup.
Yeah,
he
it's
does.
Like his.
I like
he
it.
Drinks
I like it.
Soup.
He's, it's a good idea.
Him and his buddies. It was like a.
Here's the secret thing about Ryan:
a Super Bowl bit.
Yeah, he's arguably the biggest Todd of all time. His, you know, he went to. Blake or Breck?
I always get him confused. Yeah,
he went to Arizona. I mean, he's a
party bro.
Yeah, he loves Big Island.
Oh, does he?
He's really? A huge Todd.
Big Patagonia guy.
Correct. But
just as well,
he's
right.
Our Todd.
Yeah.
I love him.
He definitely would
he's
have.
He's really good at golf.
Yeah. But he's the kind of guy that if you, Paul, didn't know him and you saw him downtown Minneapolis, you'd go like, oh, God, bro country just walked in.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, Randy, hate him. Randy and Sean would probably fight
they'd
him.
They'd kick his ass.
You're,
right.
You're surprised that his name isn't Tucker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It might really be.
Why don't we change it to Tucker Donaldson?
What let's do it. TD.
What if Ryan's his middle name?
Ooh, and he's been hiding it from us the whole time?
Yeah, right.
Parrish, do you have a friend that you would hate if you didn't know them? Don't look right at me when you answer.
Yeah, I think I got a couple of those friends without thinking all too hard.
But somehow they sneak into your circle, and you're like, that's a good dude. But then you have to sell that person to other friends. Because other friends would be like, why are you friends with so-and-so? He's a good dude. Give him a chance.
I used to have one
How
of those.
How did he get into that circle? Yeah, you did.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. I wonder how many of us are that guy.
Me.
Other-
oh, I know. Yeah,
you on
sure.
That guy with Sean, Luke, and Randy.
Mm-hmm.
God, that guy's dumb.
Well, and he might be listening, but you guys know my friend John, right?
Yeah.
Sweet looking guy.
Right, good looking dude, right?
Handsome.
Yeah, nice guy. My best friend on the planet. John
hates you.
Has a really weird history. A really weird history of bad first impressions. So, my college girlfriend, who lived with the 3 or 4 or 5 other female friends. The first couple times John met those gals, I had to sell John to those gals. They're like, why are you friends with him? I'm like, he's exactly like me. We're like twins. No, you guys are different. He sucks. We're like, no. And then, over the course of the 2 or so years that I dated Molly, every gal eventually came around and was like, oh, I get it. No, John's really cool. I get it. One gal never got over it. One gal's like, he's not my kind of guy.
No, she's married to him.
But
his
weird.
Reputation precedes himself.
But I remember having to sell him to her friends.
Because
they were like, I don't understand why you're friends with him. I'm like, I'm not just friends with him. I'm best friends with him. Damn it.
With Benny's.
Right. Exactly. Best friends with Ben's.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they just didn't like him.
Oh, well.
He seems really cocky.
Well, he does.
Yeah.
But
who?
He's a good work kisser, for that
one. You were supposed to keep that.
Better than me?
I did keep it in my heart.
Yeah, he.
I know, I know.
Parrish has mouth kissed you.
So, he has. Since all of your friends have been named on this show and talked about multiple times, which one is that friend that normally either leaves a bad first impression or you have to constantly
probably
sell? To other people.
Man, I hate saying this because he works in the building. And
Scene Bear?
He's tougher than I am, and I love him like
He'll
a brother.
Come down here and beat you
up. It's probably Scene Bear.
Sean's the
Scene
one.
Scene Bear is
really?
Legitimately the kindest friend I have.
But
he's an a-hole if he doesn't like you. But once you get to know him, he's the most generous. He's the best. He's the guy you can count on. But if he doesn't like you or you don't like him, oh, boy. I can't tell how many times in high school I'd be like, dude, Sean's great. Like, just, I know he's tough and the football captain and all that. He's the best human on the planet.
Yeah,
Sean's it. I thought
you do. Parrish, we all like you.
Thank you.
You're like
I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that think the opposite.
Well, I'll tell you.
Although your wife also hates the Parrish pause.
Oh, my Lord. That was hysterical. right when I walked in the door. God, I hate the Parrish pause.
I love that
all
she's aware
she
of it, too.
There's
the
a
best.
Real chance that we're going to have a scoop today. Because I'm going to ask Jason Zucker to tell me what it was that the coach said to him in that closed-door meeting that lit a fire under him.
Whatever it was, it worked. Because he scored two goals last night in the Wild one over Winnipeg 3-2.
What if we get the scoop?
That second one, the breakaway, that is that you, hockey players dream about that. Coming out of the penalty box, breakaway goal like that. They happen very, very rarely to even get the opportunity to have one, so that was pretty awesome. I kind of geeked out over that one a little bit.
I jumped out of my seat.
I was so pumped.
Yeah. Remember when Winnipeg owned the Wild?
Yeah.
Not this year.
Tough. No.
Not this year. Jason Zucker right around the corner. Carly Zucker right around the corner. And then in 20 minutes, the Power Trip Morning Show, as we do every Friday, plays initials right here on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:02, and we are expecting momentarily the great Jason Zucker to stop on by. He brought a camera crew of 47,000 people in here.
Sweet.
Saucy's here. Perry's here. Hi, Perry. AJ's here. Corey's here. And, of course, Mr. Z is on the phone, and I have some questions for him. So could you punch him up real quick for me, please?
Yeah, and he's, remember I told you earlier in the week, he's lit up about something, and I can't wait to let him rant. Hi, Mr. Z.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Do you want to go first and just tell us why you're so upset, or do you want me to ask you my questions?
Well,
first?
I mean, you guys will cut me off by the time I'm done whining about the Golden Globes. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, then let's get Chris's thing out of the way first, and then we'll let you rant and then decide when we have to stop.
Exactly.
I'd like to see a movie today.
Okay.
Is there anything worth watching?
Well, it depends. This is a good week to catch up on things that you... Because next week we're going to start losing a lot of movies as Glass opens up and we're starting to... So if you haven't seen, like, Aquaman or...
I have seen.
Bumblebee.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah, you should see Bumblebee. Now this weekend we have Dog's Way Home is a cute little family film, but you've seen it before. You know, kind of like Milo and Otis or something like that. So.
Way too sad.
Yep, it's a fun little movie about a dog that finds his way home. Which is called The Dog's Way Home. The upside's a remake, Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart, about Kevin Hart gets hired to take care of a millionaire quadriplegic. So it got its moments, but it's not great.
By the way, how about the dumb controversy about that movie?
I'm so bored with that.
Okay, so did you hear this controversy, Hawk, or Saucer Parrish? So Bryan Cranston plays a quadriplegic. And again, this is 1% of the people complaining, but still, the 1% is saying, why can't we get somebody that's actually handicapped to play the handicapped person? Isn't that what acting is? You're supposed to act like other things.
Yeah.
Right? It's acting. It's not like, well, we have to get somebody that's actually a quadriplegic. No, you don't. It's an actor. I don't understand this. It's laughable.
It depends. This goes back to Scarlett Johansson, who was going to play the transgender woman, man. And remember that controversy?
Yes.
They ended up bailing on the whole thing. There's a difference in my world between what would be nice and what's reality. And people sometimes have an idea that, is it possible that, handicapped people, maybe their opportunities to become great actors in Hollywood, maybe it is harder for them. And maybe it would be nice if there were more people who happened to be handicapped who were given the opportunity to become famous and all that stuff. Maybe all of that is true, but in this situation, if you want to get a movie made, you need to have a star. You need to have somebody who's recognized. So this movie with Scarlett Johansson is a better example. When the only reason it was going to get made because she was attached to it. Mm. If you attached a person who wasn't famous, the movie doesn't get made, and guess what? The movie's not going to get made.
Right, and to your point, if there was an actor who was a quadriplegic that had the exact same equity and skill set as Bryan Cranston, and that person continually got passed over for Cranston, then you'd say, why isn't so-and-so doing it? He's just as good, and he's actually... Then it would make sense to me, but...
Sure.
Otherwise, it's just, Bryan Cranston's a great actor. Let him act like a quadriplegic, and then we'll see what happens. I don't understand it.
It is. It's frustrating. Like I said, there is real situation that you can go back 40 years and find where, you know, John Wayne is dressing up as Genghis Khan, and you know, they had white guys, you know, all being American, dressed up as American. Obviously, all of that...
That sounds ridiculous.
That's not great, but... Okay. But yes, I agree that it's a business. It's a private business. If you want to make a movie and you have the money, you hire whoever you want. But don't tell other people who to hire with their damn millions of dollars. It's their business.
By the way, what's great about this, this isn't even the thing he's pissed about. I can't wait till he gets to the Golden Globe ring.
Well, the Golden... well, here, I'll get on the...
Go for
the
it.
Golden Globes. I've named a movie Best Picture last week, which I liked the movie. It was fine. People liked the movie, but...
You're talking about Green Book or Bohemian Rhapsody?
Bohemian Rhapsody. The Golden Globes is made up of Hollywood Foreign Press, which is between 80 and 90 people who basically keep anonymous. Those 80 to 90 people often aren't writers, much less writing about movies. Several of them have no experience with movies. Basically, you get in because you know other people in. They've suffered through, they've been busted many times cheating. In 2011, there was a movie called Burlesque. Cher and Christina Aguilera.
Great point.
Chris loved it.
It was one of the worst movies of the year. Many critics had it on their five worst movies of the year.
Hawk loved it.
There was also a movie called The Tourist that same year.
Johnny Depp.
Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt. Another one of the worst movies of the year.
Johnny Depp, right?
Yep.
The Tourist?
Okay. Hawkey loved that.
Pretty good.
They were both nominated for Best Picture by the Golden Globes, and everyone was stunned. How did that possibly happen? Well, a little later on, we found out that the studio that represents those movies took the 80 members of the Hollywood Foreign Press, flew them to Hollywood, put them up in lavish hotels, gave them wine and dine, took them out a private concert with Cher for those 80 people the day before the voting for the Golden Globes. Gee, what a shock. In 2015, The Martian with Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Lucky loved it.
Good movie.
Good movie.
They didn't have room for it for Best Picture in the drama, so they put it in Best Picture Musical Comedy.
What? That's
a true story. Look it up. In the 60s, NBC, FCC actually fined NBC because for misrepresenting the Golden Globes as a fair event.
Wow.
Because the Hollywood Foreign, they found out that the advertisers were picking the winners, and the winners are told if they didn't show up that they would pick the next person, somebody else, to give the Golden Globe to.
That's great.
Now they stepped in it by picking a movie. That's fine. I think Bohemian Rhapsody is on the same par as Aquaman. But if you look at the AFI, they released their top 10 movies of the year. Not Bohemian Rhapsody, not in it. BAFTA, wow. The British Oscars did their nominations. A British Oscars, a movie filmed in Britain about Queen, a band from Britain, wasn't on there, even nominated. And it probably won't be nominated by the Oscars. So
you don't like the Golden Globes?
I was clapping for the Foreign Press.
It's ridiculous that people... it's not their fault. They're just a bunch of guys who want... They basically say if they want to hang out with Hollywood stars, if you don't hang out with them, you don't get nominated.
Gotcha.
And that's fine. Good for them. But why do we care? What 80 people decide the best picture? Crazy.
You're the best. Thanks, Mr. Z.
All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye, babe.
From one Mr. Z to another, Mr. Zucker's in the building. Jason Zucker. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys.
That's a nice transition.
Yeah. Not my first day, Curry.
Yeah,
not my first day.
This is obviously your career.
Yep.
Two goals last night. Nice timing, right?
Yeah.
You're going to play initials. You got a giant camera crew following you, and you come in after a two-goal performance, and Parrish basically just said that second goal is every hockey player's dream.
Yes. Yeah. And he only said that because I texted that to him last night. No, but yeah, it was good. You know what? I just wanted to make sure that Sauce let me come in this morning after his comments yesterday. I just wasn't quite sure.
I'm sorry about the things
the day
I said.
Before, I should say.
Thanks for caring about what day it was. I on your second goal when you scored, I got out of my seat. I was at the game. It was sweet. Oh, I was proud of you, man.
What about the first one?
Then when you got your tripping penalty and they said Jason Zucker, I booed you.
Thank you.
That's typically what I do anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you.
I feel like this crew is really here for Mark Parrish.
Yeah, and then we stick Parrish in the corner like he's Baby from Dirty Dancing.
I feel like if they're smart, they'd really be going after Mark Parrish.
Yeah.
They know what I look like in the morning.
Handsome.
I don't know if you were listening on the way in, Zuckers, but I think it would be really nice of you guys, especially you, Jason, if you would please tell us exactly what Coach said to you in your closed door meeting before the game yesterday that got you all fired up and got you two goals. What did he say? Give me the full breakdown. I need a scoop.
I don't know. We talked about...
Was it what I said to you before the game that got you all pumped up?
What did you say?
It was probably a threat.
Yeah, it definitely was.
It was a list of things to do.
Just, I don't even know if we talked before the game.
Wow.
But well, before, I mean, Bruce, we really, before the game only, he doesn't really give like a pump up speech. You know, it's more about the systems of what Winnipeg does and the things that we're going to do to counteract that. So it's really not like a big rah-rah, you know, pump up speech.
Hmm. But so, have you had any closed door meetings where they've said to you, score or we're going to have to eliminate you from this team?
Right. That's
like,
what I'm asking.
Do something.
Eliminate you.
From
like
the
survivor?
Earth. Yeah.
That's
you've been voted aggressive. Off of the team.
Sounded aggressive.
Yeah. So none of those meetings.
No.
Well, that's weird because it's erroneously reported in today's Star Tribune that there was a meeting between the two of you and that lit you up and got you out to score big goals yesterday.
Who's lying?
All right.
You or the Star Tribune?
I mean, I talk with Bruce on a regular basis, just like every other guy in the team does.
Was the door closed?
I mean, there's a lot of doors in our locker room.
Yeah.
So one of the doors was closed. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go.
Absolutely. The reporting is
so accurate. Yeah. I mean that is very true. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. There was a door at some point closed in the locker room, and there was a conversation between me and Bruce at some point in the locker room.
So you just lied to all the fans listening. Is what you're saying.
There's no fans of mine listening to this show.
Yes, there's one. I'm sitting right here.
Was there any piece of you last night saying, I need to score an NHL record number of goals to steal the spotlight away from Mark Rosen's retirement?
100%. Right? Yes.
You almost did it.
Yeah, I tried. Anything I can do to get after Marcus Rosie a little bit, that would be great.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
I did like that the Channel 4 montage of his send-off, you know, was loaded with people who grew up in Minnesota saying, thank you, Rosie. You know, like the Lindsay Whalens, the Tyus Jones, Zach Parise. They didn't ask you for a Rosie quote.
Yeah, I thought that was a little weird.
Or did they? And you just
yeah, I declined.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
I thought it was odd they kept saying he had three kids and they showed your child. I couldn't understand what was going
Nick,
on.
Chloe, and Hendrix.
I don't know what was going on with that.
Well, we're still unsure.
It was emotional. Did you guys watch it last night? Did you watch Channel 4 last night? It was emotional.
He was still driving. You were still driving home, but I did. Mm. And I was not sobbing. Like
Parrish did.
Hockey like the rest, I know, like the rest of them. But oh, yeah. I was definitely tearing up. They did an amazing job.
Great job.
I thought that was a wonderful thing that WCCO did and obviously deserved by Rosen.
Yeah. Are you prepared to put forward your best foot in the initials game today, Jason?
No, I'm not.
There's a giant crew of people here.
Yeah, they're going to film you epically film potentially you. Fail at initials.
Coming from you, Sauce.
My attitude's great. I've gotten this far. You're dressed like a guy in Home Alone 2.
Which guy?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys.
There's one a of the, lot of guys
one
in
of
Home
the
Alone
wet 2. Bandits?
And why would it not be Home Alone 1?
Mo?
Mo?
Yeah, he's the security guy. In
Mo Devney?
Are you sure about that?
No, I've been drinking already.
It's in that coffee.
Do you feel more pressure because of how well I did last week?
Man, you were on fire.
Yeah.
She almost legitimately won against not you and Charlie and Dumba and Dubnyk. She legitimately almost beat, you know, the big three last week.
What was the one word you said multiple times in all of those sentences?
Jesus.
Almost. You mean in the clues?
Yeah almost.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the one.
Yeah. Almost.
Yeah, right. Well, guess almost. What? You almost had a hat trick last night.
Whoa! Yeah. Okay.
And I didn't. Right. That's why I haven't claimed that I almost did.
I didn't claim that I won. What? I claimed that I did really well.
Which is fair.
Which is very fair.
Two goals, also very, very well done.
Okay. Settle down, Corey.
Why are we mean to Corey?
Yeah, leave me alone.
No.
Yeah, leave Corey alone.
What has Corey ever picked on anyone?
You're always on my side.
Oh, yeah,
you're on my team.
Corey, you're on
yeah.
me.
We are on the same team, yeah, Sauce.
Right.
We shop together.
Last night.
Yeah, we shop together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jason.
when we come back, Jason Zucker plays initials for what? Is this about the fourth or so time, maybe? Something like that.
Let's just call it first. That way,
we're going to go with first.
Zero
right.
expectations.
Initials next. Power to your morning show on the fan.
Good guys.
Jason's a good guy.
Jason Zucker is
a good
guy. I
don't know about that, but I'll be on your team.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. So I got two goal scorers and I can't even skate.
Your name is Hockey, though.
But my last name is Hockey, yeah. So that counts for something.
Absolutely.
We'll get you out there.
Thank you very much.
That's Hockey, I think.
It is. That's me. Hi.
That's what Bruce said to Jason after the game last night.
That's Hockey, I think.
Yep. Yeah, that was some Hockey. Yep. 3-2 over the Winnipeg Jets. And if you're just tuning in, that is Tom Jones singing with EMF. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense.
It's so good, though.
It's so badass. It's
so good.
Yeah, that video we watched of him yesterday.
Yep.
Oh, man.
What a clipper.
Yeah, that's what I would call it.
Yeah, that's...
Well,
yeah.
I couldn't tell if it was clipped or not.
He may have to check that thing. Yikes.
All right, let's not delay any longer. You guys ready?
I don't know. Jason, are you ready?
No.
It's
time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
That's right. This week brought to you by the new Mountain Dew Amp Game Fuel. Four flavors available in a 16-ounce, no-slip, resealable can. And you can grab one today.
I like that.
Oh, those are sweet. I want those.
Yeah, that sounds so good.
I need to improve my accuracy.
Yeah. No slip can.
Yeah.
Not going anywhere, Jason.
Look at here.
That looks sweet.
That's great.
We play Initials every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They all share the same initials, but these five competitors do not know the initials until I reveal them here in a second. I start reading clues. Each item has six clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're out for the remainder of just that item. The best score all time out of 12 is 9, held by AJ and Meat Sauce. AJ is also your all-time wins leader.
He's a jerk.
AJ has 79 career victories, going for win number 80 today. Hi, AJ.
Hey, Corey. And today I'm brought to you by the Rival House in St. Paul. If I win today, you can head over to the Rival House and get a free tap beer and $3 Initials appetizer just for telling your server that AJ won.
Two wins back with 77 all-time is the fans' Paul Meat Sauce Lambert.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This
is where you
Thank
read.
You, scary. If I win, you will receive one free beverage of choice at any of the Irish-born hospitality restaurants, Lola's Lake House, Jake O'Connor's, O'Donovan's, and McKinney Row. Just say Meat Sauce One Initials to your server through Sunday of this week.
52 career victories. Oh, sorry, Mark. What were you going to say?
Meat Sauce just do a parish pause?
Yeah,
he did.
Oh, you did.
Are
you drunk?
They're not yet. They're trying to take pictures of Jason, and my pumpkin head is constantly in the way.
Hey, he's got a wide angle lens on. Yeah. You're good, man.
It's like an eclipse.
They don't have a wide. Ansel Adams didn't have a wide enough angle lens for my head.
Thank you.
It's Ansel Adams.
Hi, he's dead.
52 career victories for Chris Hockey.
Hey,
Gary? Radco, man. Radco.com is the place to go if you got a truck or an SUV to get cool stuff. And if I win today, you just go online. You'll get 10% off your online order all weekend long by putting in the promo code INITIALS. Thank you, Radco!
Fourth all-time in Initials. He was not here last week for the four-way tiebreaker when Carly Zucker almost won, but Mark Parrish is back. Hi, Mark.
Hi, I'm just glad someone's here with less wins than me.
Well, Jason has zero.
Yeah.
Jason is 29th all-time, tied for 29th. With three career initials points.
That's a lot better than I thought.
Yeah.
Actually.
Although now.
Which part of it?
After 29th? Last week, Jason.
Yeah, 29th.
After last week, your wife catapulted to sixth all time. She has 14 career points.
How humiliating. She's
sixth. Yeah, she cheated. I was texting her the info.
Was that right?
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, so you admit it.
No, she's way smarter than you.
Let's not say that on the air, Sauce.
She takes me to Louis Vuitton. Say things we can't
take. If you care, Jason, 29th, 3 points all time. You are tied with Brandon Molesky, Tennessee. Our friend Alex Scooby, the actor. Matt Minster, formerly of Bath Crashers and stuff like that. I saw him on Monday. He's a great dude. And Eric Stohansky from Super Troopers. All have three
That's
career
good
points.
That's
good company.
It's a great
list. Does he have more than Dov?
Five.
Dave's got four.
Oh, crap. So
Dob has
really
four
close.
Points.
How humiliating.
Right. Dob sucks.
Carly almost won last week. I think we're all going to be excited if Jason just gets on the board in front of this gigantic camera crew. Here we go. You ready?
Here we
go. Let's go for today.
The initials this week. Carly, please don't yell at the answers. We know you want to so badly.
We know it.
You almost won last week. Just let the guys play. It's the boys' club today. Enough for the women's movement. Yeah. The initials this week are NC. NC. Here we go. Item one.
Clue number one.
Was connected to the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Clue number two.
Has been seen on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Paul?
Okay.
Nicolas Cage.
Sauce is out for the rest of item one.
Clue number three.
Played drums in a 2002 film.
Mark.
Yep.
Nick Cannon.
That's right.
Wow. Nick Cannon.
What was the hot dog bit?
Guys.
He hosted the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. He was the host of that back in the day.
Look at my boy.
Parrish on the board. One zip. Here's item two of NC.
Clue number one.
Has connections to Wisconsin, Texas, Maryland, Washington, and Minnesota.
Clue number two.
Connected to Biogenesis.
Clue number three.
Originally from the Dominican Republic.
Mark.
Yep.
Nev Campbell.
Good guess, man.
AJ.
Yep.
Nelson Cruz.
That's right.
Oh, I had that written down, but I couldn't remember who it was.
Boomstick, a brand new Minnesota twin, got popped for the Biogenesis scandal back in the day, served a 50-game suspension.
That's gross.
I almost had that one.
Mm-hmm. Did you really?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Me too.
Tip of your tongue, you're about to buzz in.
Yeah.
Boomstick, Nelson Cruz, brand new Minnesota twin. He hits a lot of home runs. Parrish with one. Parrish with one. AJ with one. Here's item three of NC.
Clue number one.
Is a Freemason.
AJ.
Okay.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, he set you up.
He did. That stupid movie.
Is he a Freemason in it?
Well, it's all about that.
It's about that, yeah. But I guess he technically wasn't one.
Was he or not? Who cares?
Go.
AJ's out for the rest of item three.
Clue number two.
Has a connection to professional hockey.
Clue number three.
Went to James Madison High School in New York. The same high school as Chuck Schumer, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Bernie Sanders.
Clue number four.
In 2018, announced that he was battling cancer.
Clue number five.
Once lost a major election by 312 votes.
Sports station.
Last but not least.
Clue number six.
Former United States Senator and Mayor of St. Paul, Minnesota.
Paul.
Yep.
Norm Coleman.
There you go. Norm Coleman. So,
is that right?
Jason, do you have any idea who that is?
No.
You play in St. Paul.
He's legitimately one of the reasons.
Don't yell at me.
Norm Coleman is one of the reasons we have wild hockey.
Carly was a big, the yell.
He was the mayor of St. Paul at the time, and he fought to get a professional team back after the North Stars left.
You wouldn't be here without him, but that's all right. You don't know who he is.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I barely know who you are, and you're sitting next to me.
AJ, Parrish, and Sauce with one
just
each.
So you guys know, Carly has known all three of these.
Yeah, of course she has.
Off the first clue.
So has somebody else in this building.
Did you know that one, Carly? Did you know? You did. You know. Okay.
She's staring at his sheet.
One apiece for Sauce, gross. Parrish, and AJ. Here's item four of NC.
Clue number one.
Appeared in 1991's Cape Fear.
Clue number two.
Appeared in 1997's I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Paul.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Shoot. Nev Campbell.
No.
Oh.
I was say.
This is fun.
Yeah. Clue number three.
Appeared in 2017's Logan Lucky.
Clue number four.
Appeared in 2002's A Walk to Remember.
AJ.
Yep.
Gonna take a stab here. North Carolina.
Yeah. That's right.
That's it. Oh, as soon as you said your name, I just thought.
North Carolina is right. You figured out the puzzle.
That's what I was feeling the whole time, but I have seen like two of those movies.
That was one of the two things I have written down.
Crap.
No.
Sorry.
AJ with two, Parrish with one, Sauce with one. No points yet for Hawk or Jason Zucker, even though he's being filmed playing this game. Here's item five of NC.
Use that term playing loosely.
He's watching.
Yeah. Clue number one.
Debuted as a dime novel private detective in 1886 and is also known as the Killmaster.
Whoa.
Clue number two.
Appeared in 2013's This Is the End.
Clue number three.
He's one of five.
Clue Clue number four.
Has admitted struggles with both drugs and alcohol.
Paul?
Go for it.
This is terrible. Nick Carter?
That's right.
That's not terrible. That is the correct answer.
Backstreet Boy.
Backstreet Boy, Nick Carter.
I see. A friend of mine trolls his brother on Twitter, and it's maybe the funniest thing of all time.
You have really dumb friends.
You're one of them.
Barely.
Oh, okay. Well,
when was the last time you invited me to golf with you and Jason and the big cat?
You don't belong to a country club.
AJ with two, Sauce with two, Parrish with one. Here's item six of NC.
Clue number one.
Connected to Manhattan.
Clue number two.
Nominated for two Golden Globes and multiple Primetime Emmy Awards.
Clue number three.
Connected to a bull.
Clue number four.
Included a bass-heavy jazz-influenced theme.
Mark.
Oh, go for it.
Oh. Night Court.
That's right.
Before you rang in and said Night Court, which is the correct answer, I was just about to say Zucker's going to hate Clue 5.
Oh, you said Zucker. I heard Zucker.
I was just going to say Zucker's going to hate Clue 5, which was debuted in 1984, ended in 1992. There's no way you've ever heard of the show Night Court.
No.
So here's the thing, Jason.
What is happening?
So
right
I mentioned this to AJ like two commercial breaks ago. I did this list. It was done before Carly called me on Wednesday and said, hey, is it cool if Jason plays Initial on Friday? So I looked at the list this morning. I'm like, Jason's screwed on about four of these. He's never heard of Night Court.
Great.
I used to watch
song.
It all the time growing up.
Oh, of course you did. Parrish with the tie now. So we got Parrish, Sauce, and AJ with two apiece. We're halfway through.
Hey, Hawk, do you want to go grab a coffee?
Yeah,
or,
let's go get a burrito. You know what? I wish. Can you call Coach and have him come pull us into a meeting?
Yeah,
shut the door, please.
Yeah, let's do it.
Shut the door. It's not too late. Item 7 of NC.
Clue number 1.
The first recorded usage was made in 1950 by Charles Ross.
Clue number 2.
Some industry professionals advise against ever using this.
Clue number 3.
It's a refusal.
Jason?
Go for it.
No contest?
Wrong button. Yeah.
No comment.
No comment. Right. So close.
So close.
Good guy.
So
close.
No comment.
There's words I was going to say that I can't say on the radio.
Thanks, Howard Stern.
We've seen you say him on the ice about 9 million.
Yeah, but you can't hear it.
No, but we're good lip readers. All right, Hawk on the board. AJ with two, Parrish with two, Sauce with two, Hawk with one. Jason with almost a half point there. Here's item 8 of NC.
Clue number 1.
Named after the man who was connected to its creation in 1943.
Clue number 2.
It's often heated.
Clue number 3.
Often connected to convenience stores.
Clue number 4.
Often seen at sporting events.
AJ.
Yep.
Nacho cheese?
That's right.
Oh, man! It's named after a dude named Nacho?
That was his nickname. I think Ignatius or something was his name.
Kidding.
So he was called Nacho. So he invented nachos. And then the cheese that you put on top of it, of course, is named after him. AJ takes the lead. AJ has 3, Parrish and Sauce,
on,
just one
guys.
Back with 2, Hawk with 1. Jason has 4 opportunities left. Here's item 9 of NC.
Clue number 1.
Was seen on the Netflix series House of Cards.
Clue number 2.
Had supernatural powers in a 90s film.
Mark.
Yep.
Neve Campbell.
That's right.
Mark.
She was on House of Cards.
She played Leanne Hardy for like 2 seasons.
I should have jumped in like 4 times if I just jumped in. Idiot.
Jason, you know who Neve Campbell is, I hope, right?
I have no idea. If you don't, so bad with
I got to see an old
by the way,
show.
Yeah, people and pretend Carly's not listening. Watch a film called Wild Things.
Yeah.
You're going to like the pool scene.
Yeah.
You know what? Or, Carly will like it too.
Carly, do you want to watch that tonight?
It's the background on Hockey's computer.
Kevin Bacon gets naked in it too, so there's something for everybody.
Yeah, you'll want to call him Kevin Sausage after you say
okay.
Jeez,
okay.
Lord, Christopher.
I'm going to be on the NHL Network.
Parrish.
think we're going to be on NBC.
Whatever.
Go home and tell your wife, hey, I made a national television today. Oh, what were you doing? Talking about Kevin Bacon's penis.
Oh, just a normal Friday. Yeah,
standard Friday in the Power
Little
do
we
show.
Know, there's no film in these cameras.
No. All right, Parrish with 3, AJ with 3, Hawk with 1, Sauce, I guess you're 1 back with 2.
Thank you.
Here's item 10 of NC.
Clue number 1.
Connected to Roy Waller.
Clue number 2.
Has a connection to Cameron Poe.
Paul.
Yep.
Nicolas Cage.
That's right.
Are those his characters?
Is Roy Waller the guy in
Matchstick Men?
Okay.
Oh, Matchstick Men.
Matchstick Men and Cameron Poe is from?
Cameron Poe's from the Con Air.
Con Air, exactly.
Like a rock.
Crap.
I should watch some more movies too, Jason.
He got nacho cheese.
We have a three-way tie at the top, though. AJ has 3. Parrish has 3. Sauce has 3.
On,
Jason is now mathematically out, but keep playing, Jason.
How many do I have?
You have 0.
Okay.
Hawk, you have 1, so you are still in it. You need the last 2 to force what would be a second consecutive four-way tiebreaker. Hawk needs these last 2. Everybody
come
else
on, Hawk,
still battling.
Come on, Hawk.
I'm trying.
Here's item 11 of NC.
Clue number 1.
Connected to the West.
Clue number 2.
Established in 1890.
Clue number 3.
It's connected to Lincoln.
Hockey.
Yep.
Nebraska Cornhuskers.
That's right.
Atta boy.
Stinking Lincoln.
Not the old West. Not Abraham Lincoln. The Western Division West. And Lincoln, Nebraska. Chris nice figured
job.
It out.
Nice job.
And is mathematically still in it. So if you get the last one, Chris, we have a four-way tiebreaker. So
boy,
AJ, Parrish, and Sauce are going for a walk-off win. This is 12.
This is it.
Wow.
So AJ, Parrish, and Sauce going for the walk-off win. If Chris gets it right, we have a four-way tiebreaker. If Jason gets it right, we have a three-way tiebreaker. So either way, we're going to have some drama here. Here's item 12 with AJ, Parrish, and Sauce going for the win of NC. Here we go.
Clue number 1.
There are 2.
Clue number 2.
They are not used for rest.
Clue number 3.
Connected to 1992's Gladiator.
Clue number 4.
They are across from each other diagonally.
Clue number 5.
They are not appropriated to either opponent. Last but not least,
clue number 6.
This is a location in a boxing ring.
Paul.
Paul for the win. 5.
Mark.
4. 3.
Hawk.
2. 1. Parrish was
come
next.
On,
I really don't know. I'm Hawk. Just taking a shot in the dark, like north corner.
Hawk.
Hawk for the tie.
Neutral corner.
Neutral corner.
Yeah. Bam. Wow, Chris with the comeback.
Boy.
I had no
nice
idea
job.
What that was.
Neutral corner for the second consecutive week. We have a four-way tiebreaker. So everybody but the man who's supposed to be being filmed.
Did you expect anything different?
So, Jason, the camera crew is going to watch 4 other guys play the tiebreaker. That's okay. You scored 2 goals last night.
He got 0 points and they have 0 footage so far.
Right. I hope they got the goals on film. All right, so Jason, you're out. You are out for the tiebreaker. AJ, Hawk, Parrish, and Sauce.
What
again,
if I
four-way tiebreaker? NC are the initials. Tiebreakers only have 3 clues. If you ring it, of course, and you get it right, it's over. Here we go. NC for the win.
Clue number 1.
Was considered a monumental failure.
Clue number 2.
The original formula was reintroduced within 3 months.
AJ
for the win.
New Coke.
That's
New
right.
Coke is
correct.
AJ with the second consecutive overtime win to start 2019. New Coke is right. AJ in 4.
Neutral.
Is the right answer. If you get, I know you would have had it, Parrish. If you guessed AJ in 4 on Twitter, you are eligible for a $100 Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. Thanks, Mountain Dew.
And Corey, all of our listeners can head over to the Rival House like a ton of you did last week and a ton of you are going to do this week.
You get a free beer and a $3 initials appetizer all weekend long just because I won.
When we come back, we give Carly Zucker a microphone and attempt to give this broadcast crew something to film. Right after this with Jason Zucker and the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan. Give me something I can feel.
It's time to hold my brain dance for shoes from the fan. God, so frustrating.
Dude, you almost had the all-time comeback
there. I know it.
And New Coke is right in your wheelhouse. You could have had it.
I know. I'm probably the only person here that had it.
Parrish back there with North Corner.
No, I mean, actually drank New Coke.
Oh, got it.
I love that Jason's one guess was basically a description of him playing the game.
No contest?
No contest.
Oh,
boy. Here we go.
Nailed it.
Somebody probably texted her that joke. No. She just said it.
Oh, my God.
That was an original.
No faith.
Yeah.
That was a Carly original.
Back-to-back four-way tiebreakers.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Drama.
Yeah, man.
And AJ gets
what a game. What a fun game that is. You know?
Jason, I just did the math during the break. You are still tied for 29th all time. Yes.
No way.
Not climb the charts.
You are kidding.
Just 11 behind your wife.
Man.
It's all right.
And we've played about the same number.
Give or take. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like I've played sure. way
the game
more
is
than
rigged.
Oh, yes, it is. I agree with you on that part.
Game is rigged.
It is definitely rigged.
Yeah, it was definitely rigged.
I'm never listening to the show ever again.
I don't blame you.
Hate this show.
So explain why these cameras are here, and where are we going to be able to see whatever this is going to be?
Yeah. Do you want me to?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Jason. Yeah.
You have a microphone.
So basically, they're featuring Jason, and I'm going to probably end up being the star of
the show, for sure.
Of course.
Clearly.
But featuring Jason, they're going to film one player from each NHL team, and so it will air on NBC Sports, the NHL Network, and then TSN in Canada. And they're doing...
In Canada.
And feel free to take over. Oh. And lots of marketing behind it. And so, right, yeah, so this awesome film crew's here, and they're going to be following Jason. I think they're going to mic him up tomorrow at the game, so that should be interesting because...
A lot of swear words.
He doesn't swear really at home or, you know, in real life, but then you put them on the ice.
Sauce, if you would have been the one to make the decision on who the Wild follow around, or, you know, who from the Wild gets followed around, who would you have picked?
Himself.
Who are the Wild?
Right.
I probably would have picked...
Who's interesting to you besides Jason?
Does Brian Mitchell still play for them?
Who the hell is Brian Mitchell?
Did he ever play for them?
What's the guy's first
name? Marion Gaborik? Is he still on the team? Gaborik would have been
No,
right.
I would have picked Jason.
Brian Ralston? Who the hell are you? Honestly, I don't even know who you were trying to guess.
Corey, that makes two of us.
Willie Mitchell?
Willie Mitchell.
Mark Parrish. There was a Mitchell
Willie,
on the
right?
team,
you
right?
You played with him, right, Perry?
Willie Mitchell? I just missed him.
No. But wasn't there another Mitchell on the team?
Torrey Mitchell.
Hockey, you played with Willie, right?
I played with Torrey Mitchell.
Torrey Mitchell, okay.
I would have done Jason, because then what it meant, we would have had Carly on the TV.
Willie Mitchell played with the Wild back when I was like an intern or a part-timer, and I would go down to Wild games, and I learned for the first time how bad locker rooms truly smell.
Oh.
Willie Mitchell's hands, when he took his gloves off, were like the bog of eternal stench from Labyrinth.
Yeah.
It was the worst smell I've ever smelled in my life. Mm-hmm. Legitimately, his hands after a hockey game were the worst.
Well, you know what?
I couldn't hold the microphone far enough away and breathe. You know what I'm saying?
I got that.
His hands were the worst.
Yeah.
It really depends on the player, and Perry knows this, but a lot of guys, like I change gloves every 15 games, and I use two sets at a time. So mine typically aren't as bad as somebody like Charlie, who uses the same set all year. Uses the same pair of gloves for the whole season. So it depends on the guy, and it's all preference on how they like their gloves.
Yeah.
So
I imagine they're more broken in if you use them for an entire season.
That is
nailed
true.
It.
Yeah. I don't know how you figure that one out, but yeah.
Hey, there were guys that played with the same gloves for years.
Yeah.
What?
Years.
That's hideous.
Like Madonna, Brian Leach, they used the same. They would get the palms redone, but yeah, like for years. So they had some funk to their hands.
That's disgusting. Just in case.
What about the jock strap? How often do you change that up?
Why are you looking right at me? I've never worn one.
Do you change that up often or the same one all year?
Quite often.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh. Probably a smart play.
In between periods?
Yeah.
No. Did you ever try women's underwear? Gross. Just in general, not for hockey. It's unbelievably
hockey.
Soft. Just in case the NHL Network and TSN in Canada, as Carly said, yeah. want some good stuff. We asked her about this the other day, but we have not asked you about this yet. Can you, for the cameras, talk about when you took out the flag kid?
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That was awesome.
Rosie!
Dude, that video that went viral on Twitter was unbelievable. You crushing that kid.
You skate for a living, and you managed to
And you talk for a living, and you just said Canada. So, I thought I killed the kid. It was impressive how fast he was standing back on that dot. Because I took him out. I almost took out the camera guy. I got up. Turned right away to my in my head go help the kid get up, and he's already standing back on the dot with the flag in the ice. I don't know how that happened. It was unbelievable.
So how did you hit him though? Did you not see him? Did you catch an edge?
I toe picked, and so I always skate right at him. I give him like a high five, and then I skate my lap, and you know, and we have the anthem or whatever. And so I'm skating. I jump on the ice and I skate right at him. I'm like, oh, this is great. And Koivu always comes. This isn't. It's 100%. I'm not blaming Mikko. But he always comes, so I always try to get in front of Mikko because he's the first one, so by the time he skates his lap, I'm just coming out. So I always try to get in front of Mikko, do the high five, and then I skate. And so as I was doing that, I just toe-picked, and there was no stopping. It was fresh ice, it's a little slippery, and I took him out, and then I almost got the camera guy too. I was lucky that I was able to stop in time to nod at the camera guy. And like I said, I was just impressed at how fast he got up and was standing back on the dot. Yeah.
I couldn't stop watching it. It was, it was just hysterical to me.
Well, I had every ref coming up to me, you know, laughing. I had guys, I think we were playing Dallas, laughing at me on face-offs, you know, telling me how I almost killed a kid, you know, before the game. It was
awesome.
Brilliant.
It was a good lighthearted way to start a game, to be honest.
Congrats on the two goals last night. Congrats on the win. Good luck tomorrow night. Your nemesis. Two nemesis in the building tomorrow. The Detroit Red Wings and Rosie's doing Let's Play Hockey.
Yeah, I'm
so dodge
I'm
that bullet.
And I think I'll be at the game. So and really it's just a
Devil's three way.
Yowza.
I assume you guys will be tweeting out whenever people can watch this, correct?
Whenever it airs. I think we said it's quick turnaround, so probably in the next couple weeks, and it'll be pre-game of an NBC Sports game.
Right on.
Yeah. Awesome.
You guys are the best. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Carly and Jason Zucker, Mark Parrish.
Thanks, guys.
Sauce, AJ Hawk, I'm Corey Cove. 9 to noon with Charge and PA next. We're back 5:30 to 9 on Monday. See ya.
KFAN. Total traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. We're down to one last accident. Westbound 494 24th Avenue, it's on the right shoulder. Traffic slow northbound 35W between 46th and 36th. On eastbound 94, it's tight from 394 to 35W. Eastbound 494, slow between Highway 100 and Penn and the Lafayette Freeway. Slow northbound from the Lafayette Bridge up to 94. That's traffic on the Fan, sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.
Speaking of car insurance, you got to have a car, right? And if you want a car, you go to Luther. There are 30 locations in the metro area, in the greater metro area. Find them online at lutherauto.com. Best place to buy a car, no doubt, hands down. Both of my vehicles are Luther vehicles. But it turns out the best place to buy a car is also the best place to sell your car. You can drive into one of those 30 locations and just flat out sell your vehicle to Luther. This month they want to remind you that they buy at Luther. So you can flip a vehicle into cash. And I'm talking about not even if you just buy from Luther. I'm just talking about if you have a vehicle and you want to get rid of it. They'll just flat out take it off your hands. They're one of the biggest dealership groups in the country when it comes to used auto sales. But the only way that happens is if they have inventory. So they're looking for all makes, all models, and basically all year long. So now's a great time, though, to ditch that vehicle. If you're looking to flip some cash, go for it. LutherAuto.com. To find the nearest locations near you, but they're all over the place. You're probably driving past them right now going to work. Why not? LutherAuto.com. Luther's your automotive authority. We buy at Luther.